Hey, this is Ross Payne with Rule Playing Public Radio. We're playing a dirty world called, in this scenario, called Dr. Nova's Going Away Party. This is a playtest for a scenario I plan to run at Gen Con 2013, and we'll just see how
not the Nova course,
how much adjustment and playtesting I need to do before we run it. This game is actually set in the world of Eclipse Phase, but for those of you who aren't familiar, it's a science fiction setting. It's in the far future, hundreds of years in the future. Earth
thousands
has been destroyed.
Of years
hundreds of years in the future. Humanity has been mostly. The Earth has been devastated by rogue artificial intelligence, but future technology is really awesome, and there's nano everything. But you don't care about that because you're all playing the super rich people who are living in the cradle of new transhuman civilization on Mars. In fact, you're on at a luxury resort at Olympus Mons, the highest mountain in Mars. And you are all here to well-wish or get the ticket to go out of the solar system because Dr. Nova, the host of the party, is a famous... transhuman scientist, businessman, pundit, celebrity, gadfly, very charismatic, and very eccentric. And he has decided, screw this, I'm leaving the solar system, and he is joining the Crystal Wind, a ARC ship that plans to leave the solar system. It is jam-packed with other celebrities, and plans to leave Earth soon. It is currently in the Oort Cloud, which is the outer edge of the solar system, he is going to transmit his mind to the ARC ship and after this party. And but he has there's one more slot for another person to be uploaded and have their mind transferred into the ARC ship, where they will wait centuries as the ship goes across interstellar space to Barnard Star. So the 800 year trip, I think. And so this ticket, even if you don't want to go yourself, is worth a fortune because everyone who's anyone wants to at least send a copy of themselves to the distant, solar system. And so that is the main premise of this particular scenario. So first off, let's introduce the cast, the primary characters. Aaron, who are you playing?
I will be playing Conrad Server, a professional simul space athlete who rose to prominence after winning the 56th annual Simul Space Games, an event that's run by the Hypercores that allows one lucky contestant who has been in cold storage after the fall to gain a decent biomorph and to rise to prominence.
Shot
and,
at a life.
At a life that's not indentured servitude, so.
Yes. Freedom. And
does everyone
fame.
Wear crazy hair and
oh, yes.
When they watch it?
Exactly. It's actually part of it. But see, it's only part of the actual games. After that, everybody goes back to normal. So
it's kind of like
the Olympics.
It's like the equivalent of waving big foam hands at football.
Or playing Vuvuzelas.
Everybody needs a very good reason to get the ticket. What is your character's reason? Just for
Personally, even though I do like the life of the hyper elites, exploration was always my goal. I was actually a researcher, a stellar researcher before the fall, so I would love the chance to explore new territory.
So it's adventure. All right. That's a strong motivation. David.
I'm one of the most interesting people in the world.
This world, Mark.
I am known at a distance as the man in purple, but nobody knows who I am up close, because only my close friends call me by name, but I have no close friends. I am the party guest that everybody wants, but nobody ever gets. I haven't been to parties in over 300 years, pretty much ever since getting on Mars.
Okay, and why are you here, and why are you so your curiosity so piqued?
Well, for everybody who asks, I am here because Dr. Nova invited me.
Yes.
And because I think this is going to be a real lark. But the reality of it is that I am an antisocial socialite. And I figure that if I go hundreds of light years away, at least I will be traveling with interesting people. Not to say that the people at this party are less than interesting, but the people at this party are somewhat less than interesting.
All right. Fair
Thank
enough.
You, contradictor.
So bored and burned
the
out, full of ennui.
Man in the world. I don't drink, but when I do, it's Barsoomian liquid.
Very good, Gail.
Are we in cold storage while the ship travels?
You can choose to be in symbol space or in cold storage. All right. Or you can alternate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go to sleep for a century.
I will be...
Or in slow down space.
I will be Mark Pulowski, a 200-year-old poet. I've done every style and every form of art. I was America's last poet laureate before it was turned into a radioactive wasteland. I go by the immortal laureate. I only wish to die. I wish for the sweet release of death, but as my work is popular among the upper classes, they keep resleeving me according to my literary agent's contract. And the only way to get out of that is if I am to get arrested and put in cold storage, which I cannot manage to do, though I've tried very hard. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go on a writing job, an assignment in which I will be in cold storage, knowing sweet oblivion for hundreds of years.
Fair enough.
Into the stars.
So that's one way to get out of a contract.
Yeah, because then I will be on the job, and they can't sleeve a fork of me without violating the law.
Yes. All right. Very good.
Until they yearn for sweet, sweet death.
Up until they wake you up again and make you write more.
Your anguish actually makes your art all the more popular.
Yes.
Exactly. So that's you're too profitable. It's your fault for being a cash cow. So, and finally, Tom.
I am Richard Van Leeuwen the Fourth.
Yeah.
Like also about 200 years old, and I have. Almost, I have controlling interests in several corporations. Like, this close to a trillionaire. I'm almost there.
All right.
No, I'm sorry, what was the last name? Van Houten?
Leeuwen.
Van Leeuwen.
And, yeah, essentially, I'm not even really a businessman. Just, I have investments in so many holdings that they almost pretty much run themselves.
Okay.
I just collect the profits and acquire things that are ridiculous.
Okay. So why are you so desperate to get a ticket?
Because there's only one of them anywhere. There are going to be no copies of this ticket.
Yeah.
This is one of a kind. And even I would never use it because, you know, life's too awesome. But
you just want to make sure no one else can have it.
It's one of those things like, I must possess this. No one else will own it.
I like that. It's appropriate. Hyper elite attitude. All right.
Yeah, basically, I'm rich even compared to other rich people.
All right. Fair enough. Which will be reflected in your generosity and greed. Selfishness, sorry. We're used to better angels now, so slightly mm-hmm. different names. So, all of you arrive at the party. This is, of course, a very high-end resort called Ambrosia. It is the height of Olympus Mons, a very peak of it. It is very hard to get to, but you don't really pay attention to things like that. There are servants and robots to do
it's
the
like,
work
how
for
are we
you.
Gonna get there?
Who cares?
Oh, you.
Yeah. When you arrive, it is a perfect replica of a 17th century ballroom, French aristocratic style, except the chandeliers are made of synthetic diamond. Everything is, they're smart materials that move around to serve your drinks, but there are, of course, waiters in clanky case morphs that hobble around, which seems a bit gauche, but Dr. Nova does seem to be a bit eccentric. Dr. Nova looks it down as you and there are about a dozen, at least a dozen other guests, very other creme de la creme of the TransHuman Society.
This is great.
CEOs.
Is it a chandelier?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, it is a chandelier. Very eccentric, what can I say? Fortunately, you are cut off from the mesh, the internet of the time. You are isolated here because, again, there are security concerns, especially because of the value of the net worth of all of you. There are terrorists and insurgents, people who want, jobs with freedom to leave these jobs and rights and other... Yeah, exactly. So there are security concerns. So
next thing you know, they're going to want equal pay.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Nova walks in. He is dressed in a elegant tuxedo, custom-made, of course, by... fashion designer, is made of smart material. It has it's actually rather reserved, but it has the picture of the, it looks like almost like deep space. There's a picture of the constellation of that moves as he moves, so it's like he's almost like a silhouette of the universe moving around with a human face.
If you spin really quickly, you can see Andromeda.
Exactly. So it is a bit unnerving to look at, but he says, "Oh, friends and associates and colleagues, I'm so glad you could all make it. I'm as you know, I'm leaving this veil of tears behind. These veils of tears."
Do one of those, like, "Aw." No, the fake.
Yeah. So
I finally had enough. Have you?
Well, I just want to try something new. Yeah.
Of course.
So you're here to the infinite expanse of experience.
Exactly. But it would be so rude to not invite at least one of you with me. And as I'm sure you're all curious, he produces an actual physical ticket. This physical ticket,
is that real paper?
It is. Wow, it's actually printed from a lithograph machine that I had liberated from Earth. Which is, of course, technically illegal to take something from the ruins of Earth.
At the word illegal,
yes. But I have.
He's a big surgeon.
No, unfortunately.
You actually have an encoded.
You just get enough money, and even the exurgents are just another thing. They're just another problem.
I want this lithograph. I need you to beat it, the exurgent.
So, whoever has this at the end of the night can go to the ego casting facility and give it to the machine, and they will be the person of their choice will be ego cast to the Crystal Wind, the Ark ship. To the distant cosmos, waiting for a new Eden. From all accounts, this planet will be easily terraformed, and we can create a new civilization there. And of course, we'll be free from the old threats. I mean, there's probably no gates there, so we don't have to worry about Titans coming through them. I mean, it's a long ways away, so even the Titans have limits. Right.
Well, in 1,000 years, when your civilization is prospering, please don't invade us.
Though, I do have a question, Dr. Nova. Have you had any contact with other of our allies, particularly the Factors, or have you talked to them about this? Talked to them about our journey, or given any advice?
Well, I wouldn't call the Factors our allies. They are a bit of a... They are... I know you're new at this whole being rich thing, but they're just...
They're keys to knowledge.
Yeah, ooh. So.
Yes. They're also completely unknowable and a bit annoying.
Well, they just keep their technology a little too close to the vest, or whatever they have, the equivalent thereof.
One time I gave one a vest as a gift. It didn't know what to do with it.
Of course not. They don't even have arms, really.
It was amazingly adorable.
It sounds lovely.
The Crystal Wind? Yes.
Crystal Wind.
It is it was built in the Titanium Shipyards. It is a massive ship. He produces an image of it, an actual printed image on it. Or actually, two servers come out with an actual printed image of it. It's actual, also made out of paper. It is has fusion rockets. It will. There are some people who are already sleeved up there, partying away, waiting for the rest of us. They're like me. I'm sort of lagging behind.
Fashionably late.
Yes, in a short time, they will ignite, jettison those recreation decks, and ignite the fusion rockets, and it will be outside of ego casting range. No one will be able to get anyone who isn't aboard it soon. Will never be on it, and. At its current acceleration, it will take 800 years to reach Bernard's star, but it has everything, multiple redundant systems. It'll have AGIs monitoring everything. You can while away eternity in cold storage or in symbol space, or a combination thereof. And they have the resleeving facilities, more than enough materials to create a new civilization there. It's the best that money can buy. So,
Dr. Nova, you said cold storage.
Yes.
Can you promise me we won't dream?
Well, of course not. You'll be totally...
Just sweet oblivion.
Sweet oblivion, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
I stare off into space.
I love your work. So delightfully bleak. So, but, you know, I have too many friends and there are too few slots. The ship can only support so many people when it lands, and so they can only take so many egos. They don't want to have people waiting in cold storage for Civilization Restart. It would just cause problems. So there's only me and one other person who can go. So I wanted to figure out what would be more civilized than having a few party games to decide among, friendly games to decide who would get the ticket.
And we call it murder mystery.
No, of course not. That would be a little uncivilized.
We should now reenact the 90s movie Clue.
But as I mentioned before, I've been sort of obsessed with the past in these last few months, thinking about leaving behind my birth planet, my birth solar system, my birth sun, a lot of birth things. So I've been sending out some scavengers to pick up a few bric-a-brac from Earth and bringing them back here to reminisce. I can't take them with me, so I might as well gaze upon them for one last time. So come with me into the viewing room. He goes off into...
Perhaps there will be a femotech plague in one of them. It will consume us entirely, down to the molecule.
Oh, you.
Well, that party goes, oh, don't worry about that. You'll be back.
Sweet, nullification.
Well, you'll be restored from backup.
Oh, God.
Such lovely days.
Yeah. So, as everyone's sort of milling about, you guys can talk to each other for a little bit, or we could move on to the viewing room in the first of the games. So, are you guys going to say anything as you're walking from the ballroom into the viewing
room? I saw your performance in the contest.
Oh, well, hopefully you were rooting
for me. So many missed opportunities for sweet release. How could you squander what others yearn for so desperately?
Because I want to return to life. I understand you've kind of given up on our existence.
That once, long ago.
Well, I might actually get to the
How
point.
How old is your character, Aaron?
Oh, my character.
Yeah.
Physically, he was.
No, like from when was he born? Like how many years ago? Like they're all in the hundreds of years old. Like how old is your character?
That's like
30, 40?
30, 40, yeah. It wasn't that
long. Alright, so you're an actual, still a person, not an immortals based monster.
That's, yeah. Look, I understand the propensity to want to end things when it seems that the journey will never end, but.
Just wait. Wait till you're forced to do things. It'll buy you another.
I was already forced.
Century of life. Don't be a hedonist and seek out experience.
Oh, don't listen to him.
You just hasten want of the end.
It only gets more. It only gets more wonderful as time goes on. Don't pay any attention to him. So tell me, what was your payout for the contest?
Roughly 2 billion credits was that. Although, again, it was a very stiff competition in the fact that if we did not win, the runners-up were only allowed, 2 years of indentured servitude with either a pod or a...
My friend, don't let anyone tell you differently.
Which is not really a reward. Like,
Didn't
even actually die? What a sick contest. So perverse and cruel.
I would love to change the ruling on it, but at this point, I'm only a spokesperson.
It doesn't matter.
My friend, pay no attention to him. You earned it. You clawed and struggled for what you wanted, and you took it, just as you should. Just as
only
anyone should.
Only one who never truly lived would want to continue doing.
Mr. Pulaski,
you're starting to get to the point where you guys are attacking each other.
Yeah.
What do we do?
I'm reminded of the parable of the diamond and the rose. Said the diamond to the rose, I pity you because your beauty only lasts a few days before you wither and die. Says the rose to the diamond, I pity you because I truly live during the time that I am around, whereas you never do.
Yes, well, I'm a diamond and I've lived quite a long time and love every minute of it.
All right, so we've established the characters.
Diamond lattice structures are best.
All right, so you let in the viewing room. There are at least 100 objects from all Earth, each on a manufactured, pseudo Greek column.
My word, is that an Edward Bear?
Yes, so they have things from the near past, the distant past, ancient historical artifacts. You see everything from what looks like to be the Antikythera mechanism, to a teddy bear, to an iPod.
That is adorable.
So I've been getting a few things from her. But as you know, there's, and also buying them through secondhand dealers, through the various just reputable markets. I'm sure none of you are familiar with those.
Oh, no. Of course, I don't know.
But, so it's just hard to tell what is. I figured whoever would be worthy of going would be someone who could tell the real truth from the falsity. Someone who could tell, who is, what is real and what is not real. And who understands the past? We have to understand the past before we can move on it. So, there are only three.
Lest we repeat it.
There are a number of items. Whoever find me three items that are actually from Earth, authentic artifacts from Earth, as opposed to fakes, very cleverly manufactured fakes, will win this competition. Of course, this is not the only competition, so don't be... don't give up if you lose this one, but there are. So I will. This time, a servant comes up to him and whispers, "And oh, I'm sorry. There's a bit of business I must take care of. There's all kinds of logistical concerns about this crystal wind. I have to buy fuel, nuclear fuel for them for their. Yeah, well, whatever.
Anyways. Oh, there's always some damn thing.
Of course. So enjoy yourselves. So he walks out, and you and the other guests start looking around. Some of them. Start milling about, walking around the pedestals. So everyone can give me a... So, well, first off, why don't we... before you make any rolls... Before I make you make any rolls, what are you guys going to do? There's a lot of these objects in there. And the aim of this game seems to find three objects that are actually from Earth. And not fakes. So, how would you distinguish among them? How would you? Are you just going to like look at them? You could talk to the other guests. There are, of course, servants around.
Silly question. Just kind of, I know, kind of the weird thing again for going with our clip face. Could we possibly do an understanding role in like conjunction with our muse doing research?
No, your muse has been turned off as part of the security requirements. Sure, there's that. So you can't make an understanding
or actually since it's
deceit
the part-
to see through lies, that might help. You could do
I will make a cunning demonstration roll for a quick fix to see who is the most educated person in the room.
Okay, go ahead, go.
Or I'll examine the objects directly.
Okay.
Understanding deceit.
Yeah, understanding deceit.
Two eights.
All right, hold on.
I am going to go for a drink.
Okay, servant goes gets your drink, well, or you can go to the bar.
Going to the bar, and I'm going to be giving a rather complex order.
Okay, all right.
Possible understanding to see if, given the parting, this is all about Dr. Nova, are there any consults giving the history of his history and what he has gone through during his time?
There are, you can ask the servants, you can try to remember yourself with a patient under... Patient demonstration.
Demonstration.
Yeah, for education knowledge to try and remember.
Three eights.
All right, 3/8. So you start looking through the objects. You pick a few of the fakes out. So you've eliminated some of them. You will need to get a total of 10 width for the to find one object if you're just looking through them. So we'll do this round by round.
And
that.
The first David note.
Yes.
The first of May. I am.
So you're looking through that. So you're looking through that.
You cannot know all there is to know.
Caleb, 2/8. To
find the most educated. All right.
There's three people that seem to be very noticeable. The one that seems to be most knowledgeable about it, you recognize her. Her name is Moxie Harper. And she is a HyperCorp up-and-coming business type executive who's not quite a CEO yet, but she's CFO, did survive the fall, very whip smart, and, you know, wins by being better than the other people, you know. all right, so... Okay, give me...
Do I get the one?
Huh?
You said three people.
Oh, well, that's the one who's the smartest.
Okay.
That you know is the smartest. The other two you notice are Dawes Fretchen, who you don't see, actually. You have to look around. The viewing room is actually quite large, because there's a lot of objects around here, so you have to look around for a moment. And then there's Lady Mei Zhi, who is a sort of decadent corporate hyper-elite executive who has rather unpredictable whims. Anyways, David, give me a persuasion. Persuasion. Well, how are you? Yeah. You persuasion purity, I guess. I mean, if you're just asking.
Two nines.
All right. Sir, we were not allowed to do something like that. That's. It would be Mr. Nova, or Dr. Nova would be very, very upset with us.
I was merely asking for your opinions.
Well,
because
that's...
I figured that of anybody, you would probably know best.
Well, I can't. I mean, I don't want to jeopardize my job. So you're talking to him, Aaron. What are you doing?
Didn't get it. I was okay. Looking. I was trying to remember information about Nova, but I couldn't do anything.
All right,
so
you're
looking
around.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually try to like go around and use a. Can I use understanding honesty to like ask somebody else in the room what if they've known about Dr. Nova's exploits, what would be his greatest accomplishment or what would he
Okay, trying to figure out his profile.
Yes, profile.
Okay. So. Go ahead and give me persuasion honesty, I guess.
Persuasion honesty? Okay.
Yeah. All right, Tom, you can give me another roll. Do you want to keep
Yeah, I will.
All right. Two eights. All right, so you got five. You've eliminated a lot of fakes. You identified several more fakes. All right, so Caleb?
I'm talking to Miss Harper.
Miss Harper, all right. You see her. She is looking intently at the objects. Yes.
Hello, Miss Harper.
Marcos, isn't it?
Mark.
Mark, yes, I'm sorry. Well, I'm so used to the muse, I'm useless without it.
Oh, I don't think that's the case, Miss Harper.
Yeah.
I suggest that we pool our resources so that we might win this contest.
Well, there's only one ticket, and I would kind of like to have it.
Indeed. For what reason?
My reasons are my own.
Well, what I'm going to... Can I do understanding corruption?
You could.
I don't think she's doing it for herself. I think she's doing it for... I think she is, but, like, I think she's doing it for the money.
Okay.
Bless you.
Three tens.
All right, she's definitely not doing it because she wants a ticket off the solar system.
All right.
So, you've talked to her a
little
bit.
So, I'm going to try and persuade her.
All right, we'll get to you next. We'll just go around. David?
I think I'm just going to look at the items.
Okay.
Patient observation.
Okay. Give me patient observation.
Pair of sixes.
All right. You start looking. You spot a couple fakes. It's easier to identify the fakes than it is to identify the ones that you're certain. There's a couple that... but anyways, you start... Again, when you get to someone with, you can find one of them. Aaron?
Two threes.
To talk to the people. All right, so you talk to some people who start... Oh, yeah, they have Dr. Nova anecdotes. And what are you looking for in particular?
Anything that he's either been particularly obsessed with Earth culture, or any item that he constantly talks about. So something that that always comes up in a conversation.
Well, he used to be, back when the oceans, you know, were sailable, he sailed. He was, like, had yacht trophies and that kind of thing.
So he's a trained seaman.
Yeah.
Sorry. No. I drowned once. Beautiful.
Those are those. Gail's actually drinking whiskey. He is, quite, he's role-playing. It's immersive. So, yeah, there's that. So, Tom, can you give me another roll?
Yep. Two eights.
Okay. You're at seven.
Mm-hmm. So. I'm just more like, oh. Very nice. Huh? Oh. Yeah, that's like, oh, that tag was nano-manufactured. No.
Exactly. So, Caleb, you're going to persuade her with...
So, what company does she work for?
She looks for, works for Ares. Ares. Okay.
Well, Miss Harper, as you know, in all instances of new discovery, the great lament is that they should have sent a poet. And even though you might have the ticket by the end of this, you are going to give it to someone that obviously behooves you. Ares is hurting in its titanium contracts, but if you were to donate such a vital of immense wealth towards the arts, your anarchist demographic would grow suddenly through that positive PR. Take that in consideration with our competition. You have a prol that rises up beyond his station over the power of hyper elites everywhere. You have a completely reclusive non-entity, who bourgeoisie, who steals the ticket from Altras, or you're openly embarrassed by a monster of the other side. I am your best option. I'm your way to win without winning, whereas you still have a chance if you and I both win this contest.
Okay. This will be an opposed roll, so go ahead and roll your persuasion corruption, I guess.
Honestly, you'll get off better giving me the ticket than anybody else.
Okay.
Two sixes.
And she did not get anything. Oh, no, she got two tens. Sorry. So that eats that. So she is...
Unconvinced.
Unconvinced. She says, look...
Someone just called me a monster.
If you win this round, then if you start to look like you're pulling a lead, I don't want him to win.
I'm standing right here.
But... Yeah, if it comes in between you and him, I'll help you out. But until it's a little early in the race, don't you think?
Oh, the race is so long.
Plus 1 point for Caleb. All right, so David, what are you doing?
More looking and scanning.
Okay, give me. Actually, you hear a cry like and you look over, there's a little alcove sort of the edge of the room. Are you going to go over and check it out?
Might as well. I mean, there are many, many scholars that are looking. I think that worst case scenario,
yeah,
I lose this game, there are plenty more than I goes on.
Well, you walk over and you can see Das Fretchen, a self-made businessman. Who is known for being sort of a brute, kind of a used car salesman kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He has literally just smashed the arm of one of the case morph servants, one of the robot servants, servant in a robot body. Basically, I'm not ripping it off entirely, but they do have pain sensors, and it's a very poorly made case morph, so it's easy for a normal, especially a biomorph that's all hulked out and very muscly, as Das Fretchen is, to severely break it. And he's whispering to him, leaning over him, and slowly twisting his robotic arm off.
Now, what do we have here?
We're just engaged in a little negotiations here. The little guy doesn't know his place.
Are you telling me that you would actually stoop to using brute force?
Yeah, I would. It's really fun. You should try it. Especially with these people. They don't it doesn't matter. It don't matter.
Is he the only one seeing that? Or?
He's in a car. You can give me a patient or...
Cunning
observation, yeah.
This is a party.
Yeah.
This is not a bloodbath. However, should you wish it to be a bloodbath,
yeah.
I would not deign to engage in brute force directly. That's what I have bodyguards for.
You don't have any bodyguards.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Rephrase that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... Thank you.
No, all weapons are banned. And violence between guests would be like no. They're illegally, he is in the right, like not legally, but like you know the rules up here. The hyper elite can do whatever they want to the lower classes.
On the other hand, though, that is also destruction of Dr. Nova's property,
which would be if you could go to Dr. Nova and
does Dr. Nova not have?
Dr. Nova's not in the room.
Does he not have guards? Or...
The guards are not there. There are other servants who have seen this happening, and they are not intervening.
All right. In that case, I'll do
this. This is not the first time you've seen a hyper elite abusing the waitstaff. You could go to Dr. Nova and try and ask him for help. You cannot intervene. Like, you cannot lay hands on another guest. You know, that would be an incredible faux pas. But you could ask Dr. Nova to intervene, or you could negotiate, or use your skills to try and shame him, or intimidate him, or lie to him. So, did you make cunning observation?
2 sixes.
All right, yeah, you can hear some sort of just commotion going on.
Walk over.
Tom, can you give me one more check?
Threes.
Okay. You're at nine. Yeah. So you've got like
I'm pretty sure about one thing, but not.
Yeah. You've narrowed it down. So, Caleb.
Could I do patient observation to look at the objects directly?
Yeah, you can do patient observation.
Okay. I am going to lick the objects one by one to see what tastes of earth.
Okay.
And what might secretly contain a bit of arsenic to end this existence.
Sweet arsenic. 3 fives and 2 threes.
Okay.
Add enough total successes.
Yeah, just add. Yeah. So you do that. You're licking them. People just. Well, he's a poet. Yeah.
Poets do that.
Not an excuse.
It is for it. Now it is. It's the future. Future poets have different rules. All right. So.
Okay. Would this be to persuade with decency?
You could try.
All right.
He would be resisting with. Let's see here. Understanding corruption.
Actually. I'm going to tell the truth convincingly. These servants, you really think that you would entrust a secret that important to mere servants? Do you honestly think that Dr. His hired hands which ones are the true objects? These case morphs are serving drinks. You think that makes them an expert on earth antiquities?
No.
3 ones.
Alright. 1, 1, 3 ones.
Is that a roll off?
2 nines. Do you have any other sets?
Nope.
Alright. He is unconvinced. He is a very corrupt person. The case dwarf actually leans into him. And you can hear something being whispered through
To lean in as well.
Okay.
What was that? Did you say it was that one?
All right, you try to do that.
Try to drown out the servant at the same time as...
All right, well, that would be a... Let's see here. I would say Grace plus Divines to do that before you can get this here.
3 eights.
All right. All right, you beat him. So Das Frechan just rips his arm off in frustration and throws it away. Stomps off. The servant just cringes and starts walking away.
Do I see this violent guy?
Now you see this. Yeah.
And just the walking past me.
Yeah,
I like she put a shoulder. It's like, are you okay?
The servant.
I'm walking with the servant.
So. Please, just leave me alone. I don't want to lose my job.
No, you will not. You lose your job. Actually, he's still carrying a drink.
No.
Any kind of where is his tray of drinks? So.
Well, that he wasn't carrying anything when Das Frechan approached him. So there are just attendants nearby. So yeah, you see this as well.
So I see the guy being all violent.
Yeah.
To the lower class.
Yes.
Person. I will find the nearest case more for the tray of drinks.
Okay.
Give me the drinks.
Yes, of course. Of here.
I will go to Das Frechan.
Okay.
Hello, sir. Would you care for a drink? I'm going to spill them all over him.
Okay. You spill them. He's... What?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me get that off of you. I'm going to touch him a lot.
Okay. All right. You're just making a scene. He is quite... very... well, he's very pissed at you.
I'm trying to imitate a servant of lower class.
Yeah, yeah. So
that when he strikes me, he gets himself disqualified.
All right, let's see if he recognizes who you are.
Very well played.
So, place of deceit, I guess?
Yeah. minus two because you are in a biomorph. You are dressed as a rich person.
Two fours.
Okay.
Two eights.
All right, he does. He does deck you. He doesn't recognize you. Two large robots come in.
To strike the immortal laureate! I knew that many people here did not care for the arts, but
all right,
I had no such idea to you.
Hand him a handkerchief to daub his face with.
Okay.
Yeah. No blood merely means I'm closer to my goal. All
right, Tom. Can we...
And tens and sevens.
All right, you find one. You're absolutely certain.
Good. As I'm leading the robot, actually, I'm going to try to use understanding on
him. No, he just wants to get away from you. Like, he doesn't want to talk to you.
Is there anything I can do to calm him?
No, he just wants to get away. Like, he doesn't want to be seen. You give me a patient observation to figure out his deal.
Can I get a bonus for having one less in the contest? My odds just went up.
Yeah, this is true.
The odds are ever.
Yeah, their best survival strategy is to be invisible to the rich people. They don't want, like, even if you help them, that's just going to make it worse for them later on.
And so, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you actually look around the room, though. Tom, you notice this first. As you realize, there are Lady May has been talking to some of the other waiters and sort of laughing with them. Watch her as she cozies up and picks two objects, a teddy bear and a piece of rope, nylon rope, off, and starts humming to herself. So you saw that and you saw that. So at this point, everybody sees that everybody's dealing with the waitstaff. So the other guests...
I will go back to licking things.
You go back to licking things. You realize, though, at this point, though, you two first... you realize that the name of the game, the advantage seems to be getting the waitstaff helping without being caught. Like, they do seem to have some idea of what's going on, or at least what the real objects are.
Is this happening on Mars?
Yeah. So
terraforming's a bitch.
Yeah. It is, dropping those ice asteroids. So, if you can coerce one of the waitstaff to help you, you can gain an advantage, but they obviously have been told they will be fired if they help you. So you have to either threaten them, or lie to them, or bribe them. So yeah.
And in that case, same guy who I was pointing to, it's like, look, I understand you. That's like you are in a good position. What if I could tell you that you could be in a far better one?
What do you mean, sir?
That's like one where you didn't have to deal with people pulling your arms off all the time. Well, I understand your situation better.
All right, if you want to actually bribe them, you actually have to give up dots of generosity.
Okay. Oh, actually give them up?
Yes. Jeez. You have to transfer the money immediately, and you actually have to do it.
I'll do it. So I'll.
How many are you going to do?
I guess I only have two, so.
All right. I'll give you a plus two bonus for your roll. So go ahead and make a generosity plus cunning.
Cunning?
Yeah. Or patience.
Okay. What would be to write a poem?
Probably patience plus demonstration. Or cunning plus demonstration, depending on what.
Would it be like persuasive, like honesty or something? Like
you could do that,
the
too.
Truth in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Two sixes, two twos.
All right. He points over at a bottle that says lemonade on it. he says that one's not fabricated, so that one's, yeah.
Okay. And actually, as I do that, just go ahead and take what was like a little piece of nanopaper or something. That's like
You still have access to you can just do a skin link.
Well, actually, this is a skin link at this point, yeah. So I'll.
You just shake his hand and you transfer.
And
the
it's
money
like
over.
Transfer that and a bit of information. Talk to this person; he will help you.
Yeah, no, you can do the transfer electronic bitcoins.
Yeah.
Through handshakes, because it's the future.
The future.
Talk to Klaus after the shift. All right.
So David, David's right now. Caleb,
find a waiter.
All right. Yeah, you find a waiter.
In a case morph.
Yeah.
Can I make
he's
any
just,
rolls?
He's the same one you got the first day. He just
can
grabbed
I make
a
roll
train.
To find, like, the most desperate clanking mass in the room? Like,
that would be...
horribly impoverished. Been in a robot forever.
See...
someone's, I guess probably understanding corruption to see who's the most desperate.
Okay. I'll try that first.
Tom, you found one. Aaron seems to have found one. Lady May's found two.
Two eights.
Two eights. Yeah, you see one. Yeah, it's actually the guy. Yeah, you're the guy who was the waitstaff. He's shaking. He's obviously not adapting well to being in a robot body.
I whisper to him.
Yeah.
Do you like to feel something again?
Yes. Well, of course, sir.
I can give you a feeling that's beyond even that of the flesh. If you but tell me which one is from Earth.
What? How could you possibly do that, sir?
My words have moved generations and chronicled the death of mankind.
You're pinhead, aren't you?
I will make you weep.
He's pinhead.
All right, if you want to bribe him with that, you have to give up a dot of You have to, because it's actually a painful thing for you to give up something like that.
Okay.
You have to give up a dot of demonstration.
Like, give it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah, slide, yeah, just remove it. So, yeah.
Then, all right, I'll give him a point of demonstration.
All right, then give me a roll.
I'm going to use persuasive honesty. All
right.
Plus two bonus, you said?
Yeah.
That's nine. Okay. Three sevens?
Yeah. He points over and... there is a, is still in the wrapper, a, Pacific Rim, Happy Meal toy, because this is an alternate future, so, all Pacific right. Rim 5, you know.
All right, I embrace him.
Yeah.
In his robot body, and yeah. I said, thank you, friend. You're only human in transition, in the gray area between black and white. Soon you'll look on your cold, autistic numbness as beautiful times and see it with the love of nostalgia in the past. I will walk away.
What would that roll be? Like?
You have to give a dot of generosity to bribe.
I will.
And that would be...
persuasion. I want to know how the robot reacts to my poem.
The robot.
It cries oil.
Yeah. He shuts off for a moment, just kind of like overwhelmed by it.
Good.
So, yeah, that would be. What's the role he made you do, Aaron, for your bride?
That was patience and generosity.
Yeah, patience and generosity. Or cunning and generosity. It's definitely a generosity one.
Indeed.
You have a plus two bonus because you're actually bribing. So. Okay.
That'll be four sixes.
Yeah. Four sixes? Yeah, he points out a slightly out-of-date machine pistol that was probably used during the fall. It's empty, of course. It doesn't have any bullets in it. But it's, yeah, covered, got bloodstains on it.
Actually, yeah. Pick that one up. And, yeah. By the way, the line?
Yeah.
Basically, I told him, this number belongs to my assistant, Mauv.
Yeah.
Call it and tell him that I told you that you will be re-sleeved in the morph of your choice and you will never have an arm twisted off again.
So you all have one object each. Now you have to get the
actually, I want to find like the
well, head. The thing is all of
there
you...
There are only three.
There's the first one to get to three. There's like 100 objects in the room. Okay. First one to get to three objects. However, all of you can see that Lady May has two objects, and she is talking very eagerly, waving her hands at one of the waitstaff in the corner. She sort of cornered him and is waving.
I'm actually looking for like the head waiter, like the kind of one in charge of the others.
He's not in this room right now.
The most senior one.
Well, you know he's the one in a synth morph, which is a less crappy robot morph, and you have to go find him. He would not be in this room. You can go back in the ballroom. He's probably there.
In that case, looking for a desperate one.
Okay. That would be patient observation. I would say understanding corruption. So he was the most desperate. He most easily corruptible.
Ten.
So anyways, May looks like she's about to seal the deal and get to find somebody who knows somebody who what the third object is. Sorry.
Okay, so I got two tens.
Okay, so you'll find one in a little bit. So Caleb,
yes.
Aaron, David.
All right, I made a patient generosity roll.
Yeah.
And I got two twos.
Okay.
Does that mean I can have enhanced taste?
Sure.
I lick the Pacific Rim and I go looking for something that tastes like radioactive grime.
Okay. All right, so you're just trying to beat her before she can find it, because...
I now know what Earth tastes like.
Okay, so you're licking objects. All right, so that would be... let's see here.
Cunning observation?
Yeah, cunning observation. All right. There you go. So anyways, it looks like Lady May is about to get her third item.
Persuasive honesty to the one that I already bribed.
Yeah.
Tell him that if he were to tell the others to help me to beat her, that I will make it worth their while the same way that I do for his.
Well, she's got him in the corner. I don't know how I'll be able to get to him. I'm not going to approach, interrupt their conversation.
I don't want
to
get past.
Yeah.
I'm just simply saying...
If you're going to what, she is like got him in the corner and is badgering him until he get, until she gets what she wants. That's what it looks like from the body language. And you asking a waiter to intervene is not going
to
work.
I'm actually asking the waiter to ask other waiters to help me find the last couple of items. But I'm going to.
Okay. So
let's try talking to Lady May directly.
Okay.
I'm going to interrupt her conversation with the servant. Just
okay.
So, what is, or it seems that you found a few. What is your approach? What do you do to find out what old Earth is like? Would you care to help a...
Oh, I'm just doing this for fun. I just have a talent for it, I guess. So she's clearly lying. why don't you go... If you looked hard, you would see it'd be trivial for someone as old as you are. You're just getting senile.
Now, you say you're doing this for fun. Why exactly do you want the ticket yourself, if only for fun? Is this just a sport for you?
Everything's a sport.
I'm going to basically engage her in conversation to the point where the servant can get away.
Okay. That is going to be a persuasion deceit or persuasion corruption to basically bait her into doing that. And she will resist that with persuasion corruption because you were being catty at each other.
3 4s and 2 3s.
Okay. She gets to nothing. I am rolling like shit. All right. So he gets away. So Aaron, what were you doing?
She probably doesn't even notice the waiter getting.
Yeah, no, she gets engaged. All right.
Okay. So do I actually looking around for anything else? Cunning observation to see if I can see any piece of sailing equipment that would be rather that's like long used. So. Or older one.
Yeah, there's the Antikythera mechanism.
Yep, so.
Which is an ancient Greek unique astrolabe that was found in there. It's an actual like very old thing. So yeah.
Looking at it to see if that
tastes of brine.
Rhyme. Tastes of rhyme.
Yeah.
What do you need to find something? How many successes?
Well, yeah, at first it's 10. Now it's been narrowed down. People are picking up objects.
Would it be
so? It would be 8 dice total. 8 width. So or no, 6 dice. It would be 6.
All right. Well, with my previous 5, I got that.
Okay. So yeah, you found the second object.
What if I?
Immerse
me, Ross.
I need a huge list of freefall
items. Yeah.
Yeah.
You find no...
I'm getting all fast food objects?
No, it's a bearer bomb from the 1950s from a company called GM.
Taste of Fallout.
Yes, it does taste of Fallout. So,
look at cunning observation, I guess, to going back to it to see if it has the normal amount of oxidation that this thing would have if we were pulled up from the sea or...
Yeah, that'd be patient observation. Or patient demonstration.
Patient's demonstration, okay.
Tom?
I guess I found one then?
Yeah, you found 2 objects so far, right?
No,
yeah.
I'm talking about the last roll.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You find mm-hmm. one of the desperate waiters, so yeah.
There's yes, I think I need refreshing here if you don't mind.
Oh, of course.
And also, I can't help but notice this wonderful little game that seems to be going on around here.
Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Nova is very generous and very rich.
Yes, and soon he will be. Soon he will be quite a long ways away.
Yes.
And then what's going to happen? Why anything could.
Well, that's true.
Yes. Well, let me say as I like, yes,
yeah.
Come on. Yes, as of course you do know that I could buy and sell him dozens of times over.
If you say so, sir. Yeah.
Yes, and
we're not allowed to know such things.
Of course.
Our mesh access is limited.
Except you know that I could hire every last one of you here and put you in conditions far better than this when this is all over.
Oh?
Yes, but for that I need to know that I could that I could rely on you. So I see the game, and if anyone, if you could spread the word to your fellows that if any of these lovely people comes by asking for your assistance, lead them astray, tell them wrong things, show them objects that say objects that are real that are not.
Okay.
If you could do that for me, I can assure you much better pay and morphs that actually work well.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a persuasion corruption check.
So what is your moral fidelity? I have an enormous amount of money.
That actually is exactly it.
Yeah.
Nobody lies to the tub.
Yeah. Tens. Out, yeah.
Tens. Okay. Difficulty goes up by one. It's now seven dice because now there's misinformation in the room. But if you're using the waitstaff, but you're using your taste receptacles.
Enhanced taste receptacles.
All right. So you've got two. You've got
one.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I can't tell whether this thing is authentic or not.
You can't. All right, so you're just.
Are there any making crap rolls or less?
You can always guess.
I will take this one just in case.
Okay.
So.
All right. So David.
So you're HyperCorp.
Yeah.
What exactly does it do again? I'm sorry, I've been a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, you've distracted her long enough. She's like.
Oh, I'm holding her.
Okay.
Basically, I am going to distract her until the end of this little game, because I've got one, everybody else has got two. I figure I lose, we lose.
Okay.
I'll show you who's senile, you crazy old bat.
All right, you're just doing out of spite. I like it. All right, see, that's easily done.
I will take her down with me so hard.
All right, so you're looking for objects. You're looking for objects. Both of you, so it's down to you two, basically. Let's see. Oh, it's a emergency. Severe alert. Yeah.
Yeah, it was for flash flood. I just got
flash
in the room.
Flash.
All right, so... cunning observation.
Cunning observation?
Yeah.
My lord, these Barthinian storms are just rampant.
Sixes and fours.
Okay.
Three twos, two twos.
I know.
Okay, both of you...
monsoon season.
I mean, it's not directly paired. You both see... there's one last object that there's one object you both realize is almost certainly a pre-fall object, not one of the mini fakes in the room, and it is a movie reel, like from ancient films, you know, like
actual celluloid.
Yeah, actual well, there's actually it's the reel itself, the metal
silver
reel.
Dumb.
There's no film on it, so both of you get to it about the same time. So now you have to figure out who's going to actually get it. So you're both looking at each other, and
hello, Richard.
Yes.
Mark.
The immortal Laurie.
Mark? Mr. Mark, is it? How are you?
Oh, tired.
Yes.
So tired.
As well, you know, some people don't adjust well to this
Aaron,
life.
You see them start going over it.
Walk over to him.
Yeah.
And sorry, you're Tom, you're Richard?
Mm-hmm.
Richard. That's like one of the more noble backers in the game, and the immortal laureate.
Yes.
No, I did say it incorrectly.
That was good role playing there, Caleb. All right.
So, what object do we have over here?
I don't know. Junk, by the looks of it.
So what is actually on the pedestal? Sorry.
It's a movie reel.
Movie
right.
reel?
The old metal ones.
Did it actually have the name of the movie that was...
No, it's crossed out, but it's an actual movie reel.
Wow, this...
Tasty joke. I'm still making it.
Yeah.
It would be... I know that was probably brought through general sanitation, but do you think that's really safe for you, sir?
No.
If he were to encounter an exurgent virus on this thing, he'd be grateful.
Oh, that... But really, it honestly looks like it would go well within a collection. And actually, I do have a burgeoning interest in old Earth movies, though. Especially any...
I used to have interests long ago.
That's wonderful. Yes, well, that's wonderful, but if you're going to... And it's a wonderful thing to have an interest in, but if you're going to, surely you should start your interest with something that's real and not an obvious forgery.
Oh, but see, this really looks like it really looks the part of
who
it.
Who can say whether
and besides,
it's a forgery or not?
And also,
don't
besides, why would you? And also, besides, why would you have any interest? As far as I was concerned, your primary interest was playing darts.
All right, so to determine who gets this, this is going to be last man standing. Whoever is, you guys should start using your abilities to like attack every other's identities until somebody goes berserk or loses or goes into ennui. Obviously, you can't just punch each other. So. we'll start with Aaron. Who are you going to attack, and how are you going to attack them? Pick.
For this one, I'm going off on Tom.
All right, so you're going to attack his purity. Because, again, if you attack his purity is low, and you remove all of his purity, then you will get to his understanding, and when his understanding goes to zero, he falls into ennui. And for the purpose of this scenario, if one of your primary things goes to zero, you'll come back in the next scene, you know, juiced up with medications, you know, or comfort and orbital buzz or whatever. So, or a quickie psychosurgery.
Sorry, I forgot about this. Since,
given
the term, sorry.
What do you mean? Oh, for using the secret?
Yeah.
If you just reveal in public, you get the full +3. If you just want to hint at it like you kind of did, I give you a +1 bonus. So you get a little innuendo, or you can just hammer him with the whole thing.
Okay.
So that would be, yeah, I would assume you're attacking his purity.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to use?
Do I get to participate?
Well, we'll do this round by round, like combat. So yeah, I'm just giving Aaron initiative.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah. So, Aaron, choose, like, persuasion. You could use persuasion, honesty. Tell the truth convincingly. Or you could do under persuasion, deceit. Persuasion, purity. Persuade through decency. Persuasion, corruption.
I probably would go persuasion, deceit, since he's obviously lying about this, and this would harm him far more than anybody else.
Well, you can't... if you use his secret, though, you can't use deceit, because you're telling the truth. I mean... So, are you going to use the secret or not?
Yes, I am. So,
all right, it's a one-time thing. Once it's out, that's the only time you get to really hammer him with the +3 bonus.
Okay, so
all right,
I full forward. So we're getting all right. +3
on
him.
Your dice or with?
With. So
okay, so if you don't make a match, nobody will believe you.
Actually, yeah, it probably would be better for dice then, I guess. So just since we're trying to go with the.
It's up to you. I don't care.
What was my understanding? If I get a match, it would increase the width on it.
Yes.
So but a 2 width would become a 5 width.
5 width, so.
Which is massive.
And do I have to...
A 5 width instantly erases
an
identity.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even attack quality. You attack the related identity, and it disappears. It
Tom would be using...
A 4 width slides what? A identity automatically.
And
that Tom gets to depend, obviously.
Do I have to
obviously.
Use it all for that, or would it would all in one section, or can I split it up?
Yeah.
Split up? Okay, so.
So he...
I knew it would split up.
2-3 width will move a quality.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know if I could split the bonus, which obviously I can, so that's fine. I'll take a chance on this and just do it for all width. So let's see how this goes. All
right, so Tom will defend with... Tom defense will depend on what he actually does.
Okay.
So first you roll as you level the accusation on him. We'll go ahead and roleplay a little bit. Just, like, give me some brief summary.
Oh, you really... That's... Because really, that was the one vice that you decided not to bring to the table. Wasn't it? And what was your last name?
Van Leeuwen.
So, one thing you did not bring to the table is Van Leeuwen. Or is that a taste that you want to take out to the stars?
Is what a taste?
Yeah, is what a taste.
You're not getting the bonus unless you fucking say it.
Yeah, you have to say it. You have to explicitly say it.
Oh, a personal taste for calamari.
What? Well,
say it. Say the actual thing.
Oh, well. Say oh, it. But I can't do that. Oh, and that's like, hadn't you heard? That's at least at the last briefing, he was caught in a very, very tangled web of tentacles with his personal waitstaff.
Who's the deal? Octopus.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Uplift your lips. All right. So, plus three
wits.
All right. So, Aaron, go make your roll.
Yeah.
This is will show how much the crowd believes you.
Okay. We have absolutely nothing.
All right. They don't believe you.
So. I can't.
You don't have to do anything. They're just like, what? Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
I tried.
No, that's fine. If you, I mean, that's the difference between if you hit, it would have been five width, and you would have lost a point of understanding, which he had a lot of. Like, wow.
That's do I lose anything for the fail?
Nope. You don't lose anything. You're not
since it attack. Wasn't opposed. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you didn't. Yeah, nothing. That nobody believes you, so they're just like, eh, whatever. So normally I would make Caleb go next, but Caleb's. So Tom, what are you? Who are you going to attack and how?
Well,
so basically, yeah, you have one. You have there's one object that is looks like an actual pretty authentic. You could just leave and hope you can find another one, but there's not that many objects left. Most people seem to be grabbing them. All the guests seem to be grabbing three objects, even though most of them are fake because they just don't want to look stupid. You know, so this is looks like the last authentic one. So you can choose to leave. You can choose to hammer somebody or negotiate. Obviously, if two of you, gives their object to another.
Actually,
player,
I'm going to use. I'm going to use understanding and purity to try to like you're engaging in dirty tricks that we okay. This is that we people do, and I don't. It's. I don't think that's something.
Persuasion. Yeah, that would be persuasion plus purity. See someone's best side. All right, so persuasion plus purity. See, persuade through decency to attack his corruption. Try and lowest corruption and use his purity. All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
and we're like
at that point. At
depends
that,
on how you
defend. At that ridiculous story, he's aside. All right. I'm afraid you are. Like, you're getting dangerously close to engaging in things that we who have been in this world a long time do, and. It's not a path I think you want to start walking.
Slanders.
Yes.
Slanders and libels.
Secrets and libels. All right, one row.
Two nines, two eights.
So two nines. Mm-hmm. So that switches from one from corruption to purity. Do you have any corruption?
I have two corruption. So.
Now you have one.
I can't roll defense against that.
Yeah, you can. How are you going to roll? Or what do you? How, are you
how many does he have? Does he have two or one?
Two corruption.
Two corruption.
Objects.
Oh, objects I have. Well, I have two objects. One confirmed, one not. So.
Yeah, one that he's just... He couldn't determine if it was authentic or not. So one that he's certain is authentic. So he has one authentic. You have one authentic. You both have two authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you pull up, then yeah, you could declare a winner right now. All right, so yeah, you can defend that. How are you going to defend, just briefly?
Looking at that,
you just be like whatever and just
understanding
say,
honesty, probably in that. Certainly, I've been. It's like I've not been as live as you are, but I think I'm far more perceptive of the issues.
You have to beat two nines and two eights.
I only have to roll five on that, so
yeah, you have to get two sets.
Two sixes, that's it.
All right, so lose one corruption, gain one purity.
Okay.
How many
you know when you've been alive as long as I have? You
well, I had written three, so I don't know. Like, I have three challenges.
So that's two out of three.
Yeah.
I may interject.
But you don't know, in character, sorry.
You know when you've been alive as long as I have, you learn a couple of things, one of which is when it's time to end a silly game. Excuse me, Mr. Poet, would you hold this while I light my cigar?
All right, yeah, David can just give up. Unless you guys...
yes.
All right, so, of course, if there's a tie, if one of you turns in three objects, you can do that. But you get three objects. So as he's walking down there with the three objects, what are you two going to do? You're looking at the movie reel. Tom, you can try and grab it before Aaron can grab it with a grace defiance.
So, roll off to see who gets it?
If you just want to, like, grab it and run, be a little undignified, but... So,
although, I will say, that's like, it will say for one thing, it doesn't have to be... That's like, it didn't say one person had to have all three objects.
The first person who get three objects turn in wins, is the rules. So are you going to do the grace?
No, because I'm not...
You're not going to run?
No, because I'm not very good at it.
Okay.
No. You know, to me it's all about the game. But one such as you... But one such as you... It seems to me that you actually want... That you want to go on this ship.
Yeah.
Two fours, two ones to grab it. Yoink.
All right, unless you oppose him or...
Woo!
Are you going to try and grab it? You can at least hold on to it to keep him from winning.
I can't. I only got two dice to roll here.
You don't have any grace or defiance? You have two grace and no defiance?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
The fat old dwarf to show how little fucks he gives.
All right. So you rush up. Dr. Nova shows up. I'm sorry about this business, gentlemen and ladies. I look. Oh, we have two potential winners. Let's look at these. And what were your objects again?
A Pacific Rim Happy Meal.
Yeah. Did I describe the other two?
Pacific Rim 5.
Yeah.
The movie reel.
Yeah. No, I have the movie reel.
Yeah.
It's the that one you didn't describe.
The Greek one, no.
No, I have, I have the Greek side.
He's got that one you didn't describe.
Okay, and the other one. Yeah.
And then whatever he gave.
Okay. The machine pistol.
The machine pistol. All right, the one I didn't describe was a hula girl, a little bobble hula girl.
I give them to Dr. Nova. Yeah. I licked all of these. Yeah.
Well, that is one way of determining it. Some would be afraid of, you know, viruses and radiation and poison, but not all of us, of course. And we see, oh, very close, what was your character's name?
Oh, Conrad.
So. Conrad, but unfortunately the Antikythera mechanism, this is a replica. I so loved them. I love the idea of it, but it was lost in the fall, and this is simply a replica that I had made. It is very authentic. I actually created I actually had it aged by creating a simulated portion of the Pacific Ocean, or Atlantic Ocean, and bathing it in there to get the exact level of salinity. But, yes.
It tastes exquisite.
Oh, thank you. I really tried to make sure it tastes just like the Atlantic Ocean.
And I do so love your attention to detail on all of these things.
Oh, yes. Oh, you do. Oh, I'll blush if I hadn't removed that factor in my face. So we have one winner. Very good. Golf clap. Mm-hmm. That's right. Golf clapping is mandatory.
Case four. Yes. Golf clap. Yeah. I only have one arm.
Fast like heck. Dog. Golf clap.
Out the airlock. Kick him from the top of the mountain. So,
but that wasn't the right one that Gardar was pointing out, but I think he got the point across.
So the...
DME, man.
The next thing, of course, I realize we can't just have one. Just somebody who's an expert of the past wouldn't be enough. We have to have someone who is knowledgeable of the trials of this present. And, of course, we all know that ever since the fall, we've had a lot of social problems, a lot of upheaval, a lot of unrest. So how would we deal with these malefactors, these no-good nicks? And I thought perhaps we could just take somebody detained by private security and just determine this. Well, let's be honest, he's a terrorist. He had the audacity to organize a strike of the migrant workers. He leads you into the next room, which has been made up like a 19th century English court. And there is a judge, a woman in a pink English judge's wig. She is quite drinking whiskey and laughing. I had one of you recognize her all as a media starlet who is her name Violet Perdido.
Well, that ends a scene, doesn't it?
Yeah, that ends a scene. Yes. Right. Yeah, everybody can make changes to your character.
Can I get a point of endurance for surviving a physical confrontation? From being beaten by Hyperlika.
All right, yeah. I'll give you that. Let's see, where is that on? Here it is. Instant quality improvements. Right here. So if you can earn a dot in one of the...
Or you can slide something.
Or you can slide something.
You can't do both.
Can I possibly earn the generosity back since I helped... it's like a fellow flanking mass.
Help the unwilling. He was willing to be he was willing to be helped.
Okay.
So no.
Okay.
Yeah. You would have to help somebody who didn't want to be helped. Like Mark, if you'd help try to talk him out of his suicidal tendencies, nihilistic tendencies.
Well, I actually would debate because he... Well, it's...
You didn't help the one who had his arm ripped off. You bribed another one. Okay. Or no, you did help the one who had his arm ripped off, but he wanted to be helped. He just wasn't convinced you were going to help him at first. Because, you know, he's got a thing of being abused by hyper elites, so, you know.
Okay.
So no on that. Has to be unwilling.
Could I have taken by surprise or someone actually knowing my...
Yeah, I would say so.
marking the dot in whatever that is.
Observation. So,
yeah.
Just to clarify.
Who's, out of care, I know this lizard in the room, whose power is this? Like, this has been in here for a while. And
I think it was Drew's.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. None of us.
I just have to clarify here, just quietly to myself.
Sure.
Tom has screwed Octopus servants, and he not only benefited by the fact that he did screw the servants, but also by the fact that it was revealed and nobody believed it, but it took him by surprise that it was revealed?
Yeah.
Because I screwed up the roll. So
okay.
Yeah,
just wanted to make sure that we had that on the table. Tom Church, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And just so you know, it wasn't just a pleasure fuck.
Weaponized
either.
Luck. Weaponized luck.
No, it's the
weaponized
point. It's the point.
Tom.
We know.
Do
no,
you?
It's to the
do
point
you
that
really
look at himself strong, but.
All right, anybody quality improvements are sliding?
Actually, can I get possibly Defiance use your body to keep something from happening to prevent him from getting the.
He didn't stop you. He wasn't even going to roll. Like,
he was.
No.
You could slide something, Aaron.
Yeah, you could slide something for free. It's the gain in a dot you have to justify. So you could slide that corruption back.
Actually, could I gain a point of corruption tormented on purpose for no gain? Basically for holding her in place and making her lose the game? Just because she called me
which
senile.
Which one?
I was going for corruption. The lady that I basically cornered and kept from winning.
Okay,
was
yeah.
Ahead.
I'll give you the corruption.
I think, yeah, because you also gave up the chance to win.
Yeah.
So.
It was also.
Had you done it to prevent her from winning, I don't think
yeah.
it would be. But then you.
Spite is a good motivation.
So, yeah.
So.
It was entirely spite.
Alright, so there's a judge in a wig.
Yes, there's a judge in a wig. And then in the witness stand, there is a beat up guy in a biomorph. He's very bloody. He's in chains. He looks around. This is a terrorist. He was. Well, we'll just call him John Doe because real names are so, you know, for people with actual identities. He tried to organize the workers and stop work at one of the terraforming camps outside of the main cities, and beat up some guards, hacked into some computer systems, and all kinds of malfeasance. So,
good Lord, he's actually in a Schwarzenegger morph? I didn't think they made those anymore. Tell me, boy, do you call yourself Quaid?
So, we have here Judge Father Perdido, who's, hey guys, what's going on? Woo! Let's judge some shit! Yeah. Yeah.
Does he do cocaine?
Yes. Violet does cocaine. Cyber cocaine.
I do cocaine.
Neo cocaine, I'm sorry.
Space
Let's
cocaine.
Make some judicial precedent,
so,
bitches!
We need to pick sides. Who is going to be defending this unfortunate criminal terrorist scum of the Mars? And who will be prosecuting this poor misidentified... so everyone pick a role, and whoever's role wins the court, wins this legal drama. You can pick the defense or the prosecution, or oh, I don't know, be creative. So let's
execution
some justice. Yes. Oh, execution! Excellent idea. Someone must be.
God damn! Why did I open my mouth?
Someone must be executed. If he actually gets executed, that executioner.
I truly think the one that can slaughter that was should be the one to take that role. It sounds wonderful.
Oh, that's a capital idea. So. unless the oh, but he's looking so upset. I think that's triggering some past traumas from the Simul Space games. Let's.
So
but
I would rather take
perhaps
this.
You would like to do that,
Dr. Nova. He's young yet.
Well, we could have Lady May do that, or Moxie. Let's be fair. And the other guests, I know you're here, but let's be honest. You weren't putting much of a show. It's really, I really want, these are the real contenders here. At least it's, I will, there will be betting, though. I will, of course, encourage and allow that. Because
what's a jury? Just the judge?
Well, we haven't decided if there's going to be a jury. Is this going to be a judge? Judge Violet, should this be a bench trial or should this be a jury trial? Well, and Violet's like, there are words that you said. I don't know them. Why don't you, Mark? You're so knowledgeable about justice. What do you think?
there is no justice.
Exactly! So, should it be a bench trial or should there be a jury? And how many jurors should there be? We can have some of the guests here in the back.
Case Wolf.
Yes?
Go get me that fabricated earth coin.
Okay. He does. He hands it to you.
Call it.
Heads bench trial.
I flip.
All right.
Such is the justice you can
even
expect.
Even as bench trial. Even bench trial. No one else spoke up, so Judge Violet will be deciding the case. He's so like, you have to argue to her. So who's going to be defense? Who's going to be prosecution?
I'll take defense.
Oh, of course you will. So you, John Doe, has marched out to your...
Well, there's
your
four team. Of us, so it's...
Yeah, well, there's obviously other attorneys. There could be other roles. So someone... of course, one could say Judge Violet does seem a bit unstable. It could be a better... Do we need to replace the judge?
Perhaps I could be of service.
Yes.
I have seen quite a bit in my time on Mars.
Yes, you want to take over for Judge Perdido?
Well, we do have one thing in common, a love of that most.
But how will you decide
colors.
If you win or not? How would we decide if the judge wins or not? Because there can only be one winner for this, so what? Obviously,
sir, aren't you the ultimate authority in this contest?
Yes.
Then would you be the faction to oversee this ruling to be fit?
No, well, I don't... I want to, I organize to have fun for myself, not to actually do
yes,
the work.
Let
well,
Dr. Nova
let,
have his fun.
Well, you would let...
And
let,
I'll tell you what.
Well,
why don't I listen to what these gentlemen have to say on either side and decide this based on the merits of the cases they present?
Well, of course, that's what a judge would... But how would you win... How would the judge win the round, the competition? Obviously, if the defense wins the case, then you have won the game, and you've won that. Whoever the prosecutor is... again, prosecutor, perhaps? No?
I shall be executioner.
Executioner, obviously.
Dr.
If the sentence is death, the executioner shall win. And you obviously should be prosecutor.
You're trying to get your hand on a sharp object, aren't you?
I dabbled in law once.
Okay, very good. Very good. So, you could be judge, but how would you win?
Well, that's easy. I wouldn't.
Oh.
But I would still take the bench regardless.
Okay. Very well, if you're
and
so
should
noble.
You decide to look on me with favor for doing so?
Yeah.
Bonsoir. Otherwise,
leave it to the fates. I like it. I accept
I
all
will
this.
Enjoy this.
All right, so call it to order.
It seems most interesting.
All right.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, court is now in session. We will hear in the matter of the people versus
John Doe.
Quaid.
He is now Quaid. The defendant, for the record, the defendant is now named Quaid. The server comes up with a name tag, Quaid. That's not awesome. Yeah. All right.
Or actually, augment reality. It comes up over his head.
Yes.
You're prosecution, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to talk to Richard.
Yeah.
So, Richard, obviously, we both benefit if this man is executed. Mm. Your only chance is to cooperate with me and hope I lose in the third round. Otherwise, I'll run away with it.
Yes, yes, I'm sure.
If I lose, you lose as well, as you'll have no possible chance of catching up.
Okay,
whereas I still might win in the third round.
Quaid. I was like, well, looking over Quaid. I know that's not your name.
I suggest
but...
we prosecute in tandem.
I don't have any memory of anything
perhaps,
before I woke up just now.
Did they edit them?
I guess.
So you can't remember, you can't remember anything that you were accused of.
I don't think there is any, do you?
I don't think
you don't need to trust me. It's a matter of math.
I don't know.
Would you like to not
win
at all?
What was the last thing that you remember?
Or would you
all right,
like
so you're
going to
interview him, Jack.
Yes.
All right.
I would like a
patience,
but to be honest,
plus,
I really
demonstration.
Okay.
Just don't want him to.
Or a patience observation.
I can arrange that by
patience observation, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well then. In that case, delightful. Like, please don't lick my hand.
3-2s. 3-2s.
All right, so you talk to him, you get a sense of his basic story, that he was a worker on the terraforming camps at the edge of Mars. Yeah.
Language.
And, yeah, language is hard. So he is, he was just basically a roughneck, you know, manual laborer, and conditions were bad out there, and there was a riot, and he remembers hitting somebody over the head, but he can't remember why or much after that. So He does know that a Dawes Fretchan supervised the construction.
What was the name again?
Dawes Fretchan.
Would that be the gentleman who is no longer with us, who tried to bully the case for
him? Yes, it is. So he would know. He also knows that Violet Perdido visited the camp once because he recognizes her as part of her one of her XP shows, trying to imitate the gonzo journalism of Preston Crowley and beyond, Release the Kraken, which was a brief fad at the, for a few months in Martian entertainment. But that faded away after Preston sort of imploded and went all, you know, crazy. As celebrities are wont to do.
Human skin suit.
Yeah.
You've seen it once, you've seen it sometimes.
But more of the whole, like, oh, I'm an anarchist now, my name's Challenger Deep. And like, oh, lame. So, anyway, but he got better.
Like
they went into rehab.
Like becoming a Scientologist,
yeah,
really.
He went into rehab, he got all better.
Who
he's back.
Who is John Rawls? What?
Yeah. He's got a respectable time slot, you know, interviewing B-list celebrities. he's not at all a clone.
No.
No.
Kathy Griffin for eternity. The deepest level of hell.
No, no, he'd be Andy.
Have you seen your stand-up?
He'd be Andy Dick, and that would be the...
Oh, God. That's both of them together. That's
oh, man, just... What? Rotating. Yeah, all right, Judge, call the order. You get to determine how the trial happens. So there are two possible witnesses that Aaron knows about. Prosecutor, you don't know a damn thing yet, so unless you want to...
I must request the trial briefing.
Okay.
I cannot proceed.
All right, you trial briefing, you see that there is a video they have of the riot. They show John Quaid. there's some editor behind the scenes rapidly changing his name stamp on his work uniform, editing the video to be Quaid. How are you doing there, Quaid? So, and it looks pretty bad. It looks like they're just going to work. Dawes Fretchan gives a speech about, hey, come on guys, we'll hit quota, you'll get a bonus, and then somebody, he leaves, and then he just picks up a cable and or a pipe and starts hitting one of the supervisors. It looks pretty up and say that he incited a riot and beat him to death, but it's give me, yeah, patience plus observation.
Yep.
Fives. It's clearly been edited, not just now with the Quaid thing, but they're leaving out parts that the time code is missing. Of course, you could just show selective excerpts of it. You could just show the worst parts of it and make them look bad, or...
I know. I got a plan.
All right, so, David.
Hear ye, the Court of Barsoom is now in session. I will hear the opening statements from the prosecution and the defense. Gentlemen, we'll make this nice and fair. On old Earth, the prosecution always went first because man was innocent until found guilty. However, on Barsoom, things are a little bit different. We're going to leave things up to random chance.
Grabbing the same fake coin. All right.
So, since we are going to presume this man might possibly be innocent somewhere along the way, Mr. Prosecutor, call it. Heads or tails? Heads it is.
Delightful.
Prosecution. Begin your statement.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, we all remember the horrible things that our kind has been through in the last few years. Yes. But I mean, we've seen the fall of our homeworld, just like, you know, head low for effect. Yes. But I think on this planet we've done well building a new home for ourselves to replace the one we lost. Everyone working together to do it, and yet now we are reminded of an unlovely truth of that. That not everyone shares our vision to see a new home built. Some would prefer to cause havoc, interrupt the great work we are doing, and that is regrettably the case that is before us. Mr. Quaid here graciously granted a job, not just for pay and benefits, but to help in that task of rebuilding, chose to put it all at risk simply for what? Fun? A thrill? Something. But he viciously attacked his supervisor, who was also sharing in that work, and thus, that work was delayed. Maybe a minor delay, but one minor delay becomes 20 minor delays, and suddenly Mars falls just as surely as Earth did. And only you here today can see to it that such thing that we are reminded that interference with the great plan to rebuild a new home cannot go unpunished.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great speech there.
Go on.
You can, again, all there's no NPCs. You guys are all decided. Mm-hmm. So you can attack another character. You can use this to attack Aaron's honesty or his corruption or his purity. Try and make him more corrupt or just give in to the fear or attack his courage. With blatant fear mongering if you want to. Or the judge. You could attack him if he's at zero understanding. He'd be an easy pushover to manipulate. So that's up to you. With every speech you go, you can do that. I'll give you plus one bonus for this role because you're such an excellent speaker. You've had centuries of work of wowing people in the boardroom, so you're a very skilled sophist rhetorician.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I will attack the defense.
All right. What attribute are you attacking? Are you attacking his corruption or his purity?
His purity.
His purity, or you can attack something else, actually, if you want to. But, yeah, so you're out of all those, you're choosing purity?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're trying to make him more corrupt. So go ahead and give me a persuade plus corruption. As you're just using loaded keywords, you're Fox News.
Yeah. 6s.
All right, Aaron. So that's 2 6s.
Okay.
You can defend with your defense speech. This will be a opposed roll, so whoever wins... All right, go ahead and just give me a... is it just defense soak, one roll to soak, or is it just like they...
It's pure one roll combat, so gobble dice, whoever has most sets at the end wins.
Okay, so Aaron gets his defense.
You attack and defend at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right, so Aaron...
I can do my defense speech,
yeah,
and then...
So he gets 2 6s on his attack on your...
And I'm going to talk to Richard as soon as they're done.
Okay. So going in me a brief, you don't have to give the whole speech, but like give me a clip's notes.
Oh, no, actually.
You got the whole thing. All right. All right.
But that's only if he attacks
Tom.
If he goes after David, that's a different story.
Okay. Right. So, which this will be my defense against Tom.
All right.
To our esteemed judge, who seems to be going to the bathroom on the bench right now, and I
don't
understand that.
Immersion!
Though I really do, honor his free Barsoomian spirit by doing so.
They have cyber diapers. Their suits are just like space.
I go to the bathroom when I want to.
Yeah. Smart clothing is one of the most horrific things in the universe.
One of the greatest.
In any case.
Yeah.
As to the esteemed judge, to my esteemed colleague who is providing prosecution for this trial, and also for the indiscretions against justice and truth that have happened today, I would prefer to agree with you in this case that the laborers that we are looking into are the very backbone of on Martian society and that propels us forward. There are so many lives lost and put into storage after the fall that we are set. It's like that we must bring ourselves up by our own bootstraps. And for those, there is a ladder, unfortunately, that must be climbed. I understand that better than most anybody else. However, it must be a fair ladder that brings us there with all the rungs intact. If we were to only look at those through the faulting perceptions of only 1 to 2 people, then we don't get a complete picture. And as you can tell by this XP, that is only one area of the story. So it is my intention to bring not only the very sordid story of this riot and the perceptions of our defendant, Conrad, or sorry, well, or Quaid, sorry.
Apparently his name's Quaid now.
Quaid.
So, okay.
Quaid.
Actually, I tried to say something, a different name, and it just goes Quaid over me.
It literally does, so.
Quaid. But to show that his, that's like, that this trial, it, this incident is not what we seem, and also that ultimately what has been done to him and the fact that he cannot remember any of these events is a miscarriage of justice, because if ultimately, if you cannot remember the crime to which you have been accused of, therefore you cannot be held responsible for it.
Okay. All right, go ahead. You're attacking Tom's... corruption? Trying to make him more pure, or are you trying to...
Yeah, I would be attacking...
Right, yeah, trying to appeal to his better side. Alright, so attacking his corruption, you can use persuasion plus purity to do it, persuasion plus honesty to do it, those would make sense.
Persuasion, honesty, do I get any plus on my...
I'll give you plus one, yeah. Okay. That's pretty good. Novel legal theory. Innocent by reason of mental trauma. Like mental... amnesia.
Wiping.
Yeah.
2 sixes. Match.
All right. Do you guys get any other sets?
No.
You get any other sets?
No.
All right. Yeah, you cancel out. You're both pretty good at speaking. So, all right. So
now, are you trying to impugn my courtroom? I'll have you know that in the minutes since I have picked up this gavel, there has been no miscarriage of justice in this room.
All right. So you want to talk to Tom?
Richard. You attack...
I'm not attacking. I'm
nothing but a feint. You must go for the arbiter. I know his weakness, and I would be keen to keep this contract between you and I if you were to tell me what you know of our other contestants. Otherwise, I am very used to trusting in fate and persistence. I shall try in the third round, and if not, 1,000 years from now.
I know very little about the other players of this little game.
Oh, I don't believe you, Richard. You're a man of means. If you were perhaps to tell me but one secret, I would seal it for us.
I don't deal with especially people like him. That's ridiculous. My God, he thinks he's so great with his little 2 billion credit prize. Like if I wanted to, I could bankrupt him to send him back in a cold storage faster than he could say, "I won a game show."
Left, yeah. Tom knows your secret.
Well, I can try, Richard, but you must promise to keep what you know of me secret. Yes. At you, all costs.
You, I respect. So of course I would keep yours.
And in order to make sure that happens, I would need to know something of yours. Lest you try and betray me in the third round.
Yeah, even though Aaron failed to reveal the secret technically, but nobody believed him. So if Caleb reveals it, it'll be counted as a new secret. So Caleb would gain 3 dice of leverage on you in an attack.
If you tell me your secret, I'll use the secret against David. To try and win this round.
Caleb knows.
And you will have a chance to defeat me. But in so using my secret against me, I would be able to use your secret against you. So the third round would be on even footing.
Yeah.
That's my deal.
I know your secret. And you wish to know mine.
Indeed.
Communism is just a red herring.
Prisoner's dilemma.
Oh, I do so enjoy the game. Let's make it fun.
So what is it that you wish to have hid?
There's nothing. Nothing I need to say. It's already been said.
Oh, I understand.
That's good. Now then, let's crush him.
All right.
All right, so I will speak for the prosecution now.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but the court does not recognize you. The court recognizes the prosecutor.
Boo! Boo! Let the executioner speak. Dr. Nova's like got synthesized popcorn as I froze it.
Boo! Holocorn?
Yeah. No, it's synthesized.
It's reality
space corn.
It's nano space corn. popcorn. Come on,
does
let us
speak. Does the court not recognize
his officer
the need
the court?
To observe the wishes of one's host? We are in his home.
Oh, very well.
Yay!
Since he demands it.
Give us a poem!
perhaps a dirty limerick.
What is humanity's one true purpose. It is not even death, for we have eschewed that grace. We exist merely to suffer. And in trying this man's faith, we miss the point. For what has he done on this very vid? He has caused suffering. And what are we to do to him if he is, in fact, innocent of this crime? Return him to indenture? A life of slavery and solitude? Cut off from all sensation? Forever in an autistic hell of cold nothingness? Yet forced to perceive it endlessly? It is a fate worse than death. Justice is not vengeful. Justice is about rehabilitation. This man's suffering has led him to inflict suffering on others. And an innocent verdict will only ensure more of that for time in memoriam. The one mercy you can give to a working man, one that is enslaved, one that is forced to serve you, the one true boon that someone who cares for the masses could give this person is the sweet release of non-existence. So I'm using your secret against you.
Plus one die. People are like, oh my god, he actually cares about them. Gossip, gossip, gossip.
And I'm going to attack... I'm going to attack his... honesty. I'm going to try and move it over to understand. With persuasive...
Well, honestly, we're going to deceit if you don't get all the way up to understanding. Remember, it's like quality, then identity.
Yeah, it would go straight to understanding once honesty is depleted.
Yeah, once it's depleted.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You can't attack identities directly.
Right.
Unless you get a 5 set, which
right.
I doubt I'm going to do. So, that's my case, basically.
I'll give you plus 2. That's a good speech.
All right, so that's plus 3. Yeah. I will use that for width, and I'm going to use persuasive... What would that be? What would you argue?
Persuasive corruption, because, like, hey, right. Death, that's great.
Death.
Kind of corrupt.
I don't know what you're talking about. My character believes the shit out of that.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Which is why I'm going to use understanding honesty to defend against it. I'm going to find the flaws in his true statements.
Okay. What'd you get?
2 5s, so I used it for width.
Yeah, so 5.
So 5 5s. So that just obliterates a point of understanding.
If he doesn't roll anything.
If he doesn't roll anything.
Let's see. I've got 2 10s, 3 3s.
You only
5s
get
will beat your 3s. The 10s eat up. 2 10s.
You can only use 1 set against 1 set unless you're splitting your actions. So it's only...
So it's still 3 5s.
Yeah.
So you still slide a point of honesty over to deceit.
Yeah. So, yeah, you slide one honesty into deceit as you realize the universe is a lie! you're like, oh man, you just start questioning your own motive. So, that sucks for you, David, probably. Alright.
Well, honesty 4 goes to honesty 3, and deceit of 2 goes to deceit of 3. So. All right.
Yeah, that's the problem with so many points. We're going to be talking for a long time.
Okay. That's true. I could just, be honest with you. The problem is, like, for me, mechanically, like, I don't want people rolling and not getting anything at all, but on the other hand, if they...
On the other hand, we are going to have a long chat here.
Yeah.
And yet again, you're concerned about time in a con game.
Right.
Yeah.
If you roll nothing at all, you find a different tactic.
Yeah.
If you keep getting successes and bashing,
All right. I could just intensify the damage, the consequences.
Possibly,
so. So, all right. So
well, you had it in.
Yeah.
Gave him a plus, or gave my plus 1 into a plus 3.
Yeah.
But we're still 65 point characters.
Yeah.
There's that.
Alright, so that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
So, alright, so you've reached out. Where are we at? We're doing good. Alright, so David, you've considered that. What do you want to do next? Well, probably next time we'll be interviewing witnesses. Or artists.
I believe it is the defense's turn.
Thank you. That's like Thank you, Your Honor. If that's like if the bench would allow, I would that's like love to call two different witnesses who are that's like who one who was at the incident at the time, and she another who was familiar with the working conditions and that's like in the plight of the said workers during this time frame. At first, I would like to call if he is still available to that's like this courtroom, Das Freeham.
Roll a bailiff. Bring that man in.
All right, roughly, he is brought in. He
was, is it ED-209?
Yeah. yes, sure. It's a Reaper bot just floating.
Like, what's up?
Yeah, he's just sort of prodding him with the robot arms. Yeah. Like, they won't let me leave until the party's over. They want me to, like, sabotage
You have 5 seconds to swear in.
So he's thrown in there. People jeer at him. Dr. Nova throws popcorn. More side popcorn.
Does eventually make its way back to his bucket.
Probably.
There's a little nano swarm popcorn.
I love the future!
So, Daz is quite sullen. That's the worst part of you.
do you swear to tell
your
the truth?
Nephew party?
The whole truth and nothing but the truth so you don't get shot by Reaper.
You have 5 seconds to comply.
Fine. Yes, I tell the truth.
Very good.
I am a Greek god!
I didn't get shot by Reaper.
You're not on witness stand.
You exactly. haven't been sworn in.
Damn.
You're not a witness.
What was his last name again?
Fritt Chen.
Fritt Chen, I'm sorry, I didn't say F.
F-R-E-T-T-C-H-E-N.
I actually got that right, so right. Fritt Chen. Mr. Fritt Chen, can you describe for the court what your general occupation is?
I'm overseeing manager of Terra Genesis, a terraforming company.
Very interesting. And can you tell for the court and for the honorable judge what occurred on the events of the day of the Sayed riot?
I gave a speech.
What did that speech entail?
Talking about how they were great workers and for not rioting and that they shouldn't riot. Rioting is bad. And I would give them money and better habitats with, you know, the air. You need air to breathe. I had that altered on my body, so I forgot. But most biomorphs need air. So they had a problem with the air, so I said if they met their quota, I'd make sure that they'd have air to breathe. So they wouldn't have to go back to the crappy robot bodies.
So, obviously, and I assume that you would be given respirites instead of having to be put into a very, very underrated Ruster model, I'm assuming.
Yeah, sure. Probably
something like that. But really, I do have to ask the question, would you be willing to separate yourself from that in order to provide a better work condition for that's like for those who are building the future for you, using attacking his corruption with persuasion and fury.
All right, he will resist with understanding and or persuasion and corruption. He's like,
Quite frankly, you'd probably have more luck trying to attack his fury.
No,
fury resist is not a good man.
Trying.
Yeah.
3 ones.
Let's see here. 2 twos.
Eh, you got one.
Yep. Close, but no cigar. And 2 tens. So. All right, so he's like, what? Come on, we give them all kinds of amenities. I mean, like, they have gravity. There's gravity on here. That's not, not all workers get gravity.
Gravity is a right given by the planet, sir.
Yeah, well, they could be in space. We could have made them work in space.
But what usually we have creating another aerostat.
Well, it's Mars. The aerostats don't work here. It's not Venus. Come on.
But in it's like, if they're given the option of the future of creating the better...
We don't
land.
Torture them much. They're
fine. I was
fine.
Crushed by Venus's atmosphere once. It was like returning to the womb.
Yeah, they could be like crazy like that guy. Like they're not. They're fine with it. We give them like food and shelter of some sort.
Shelter-ish.
Persuasion in against his honesty. How much do you give them of that on a regular basis?
Okay.
Try this again.
Deceit and lies! Lies!
By the way, I love the concept of this game,
yeah.
And I really hope you get some min-max metagame, kill it with fire asshole. And he's miserable for 4 hours.
Can I punch it with anything?
No, you gotta talk to it. And then they bleed from the eyes.
And start clawing the statues.
Oh my god, I got a straight. Like, he didn't. Yeah, you beat him. Like,
I just want to hit something!
So that's a dinner party. Like, that's how the game is, like, set up. It's a fucking party.
It's a dinner party. Yeah. There is no hitting a dinner
party.
Hey,
we've had whole sessions of dinner parties and.
I know!
And there's one there, great.
No, I absolutely adore the game.
There's no crying in a clip face.
Oh, wait, I just hope you get one, like. I want to fucking kill him now. he's miserable.
That would be entertaining. So he said, fine, yeah, we skimp as much as we possibly can on maintenance and equipment just to make more money. Like, it means a bigger bonus for me, the less we have to pay for equipment for our workers.
Oh, so you're also, that's like, confirming that you're going
still
to
within fall within Planetary Consortium law. It's legal to do that.
Oh, it's legal to do that, but it's right, because it's not right, because ultimately, if you're not feeding your workers or treating them appropriately, you will get a weaker product, which means that you will not be able to sell it to the product.
We're terraforming the planet. We're
point of order.
Yeah.
Right is not illegal. Illegal is not right. The point of order is what he's doing legal or not. And according to the law, the way that he is treating his workers is in fact within standards.
True, but also
mostly
he's also
mostly.
Well, I mean, we stop with the whole well, yeah, it's legal. It's legal. We made that. The settlement's under a non-disclosure.
Point
right?
of order.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right.
Now, we have a man's...
He's an indentured. He's just
we have an indentured's life
on
trial here. So your non-disclosures don't really matter. And besides...
Can we just repossess his body?
Perhaps later.
Yeah.
What's this non-disclosure?
It's non-disclosure. Like, we had old pre-fall radio nuclear reactors on some of our terraforming stations. They kind of leaked radiation. Everybody lost their more because, you know, radiation. And, you know, they're all back in cold storage. And, you know, so...
Objection, Your Honor. Corporate law is very clear here. Yeah. Non-disclosure means non-disclosure.
I'm only revealing it because, again, I don't want to lose this nice new more from...
I want to talk to Moxie.
Yeah. All right.
On the sideline.
Yeah, she's behind you in the galleys.
Well...
But yeah, that's not... Like, that was months ago.
It wouldn't make any difference in this court.
Yeah,
I mean, in this case.
It's fine.
So since we know that, you can sit back down there. And Mr. Defense Attorney, you may continue.
Thank you.
Please keep your queries within the point of law.
Fine.
As you sip a drink, I'm sure.
This man, or just remember, this man is indentured. So he does not have the same rights that you...
I understand that he's indentured, Your Honor.
As
my
he wants for
that's like
yourself.
My understanding right now is... That's like my point that I'm trying to get is that ultimately he is not treating his tools appropriately in order to be able to produce a better product.
Quaid is a little sad. Mm. Anyways,
so,
he is allowed to bang his hammer as hard as he wants.
Objection, Your Honor. He is not on trial here. Mr. Quaid is on trial here.
But
that is correct.
Who? Oh, that's me then.
But which brings up to my
you
next
know your name.
Which brings my point to the next content. Excuse me. I'm a bad attorney.
You're good.
You're doing good.
Go on.
This brings me to my next point of contention. What use was it to edit Mr. Quaid's memories?
I didn't do that. Tiger Nova bought him from us, like, last week, before the party.
Are you certain that was, that's like, that with his medic...
No, I got an invite to the parties. I sold him this, and covered it up so that he could, you know, do whatever he want. I mean, like, nobody knows about the riot outside of this courtroom. Total secret.
He's so, telling the truth on that, so...
That would be... understanding deceit, to see through lies.
Okay. I will roll against him on that.
As will I, just because.
Understanding honesty, five flaws, and...
Or understand.
Yeah, understanding. See through lies. Or, yeah, deceit, sorry. Or find flaws and true savings, yeah, either one.
Oh, okay. So. sense.
You have to beat two twos.
And I have two tens, two eights.
All right. He's telling the truth. Yeah.
Well, that. So, if you have no idea why his memories were edited for this.
Nope. Anyways. Yeah, so we're moving on.
So, Moxie's sitting behind me?
Yeah.
Moxie, do you have any connections with Terra Genesis?
Yeah, of course.
You said you wanted to beat Richard.
Yes.
If this goes down, I am the only one who can beat Richard. But only if I have this statement. If for some reason he gets acquitted without execution, Richard and I will be tied going to the third round, and I can't guarantee anything. Whereas, if Richard and I both win with a full-blown conviction and execution, in which case I will be able to beat Richard in a fourth round, thus doubling my chances to win.
Okay. I'll see if I can... What do you want?
I would like the man on the stand released from his non-disclosure agreement.
Well, I don't know if I have that kind of pull. She... actually, she does. Well, he, yeah, all right. I'll send him a message. So Dasvet Chen gets a message. He's like, apparently I can talk about the whole not stuff I couldn't talk about earlier.
Oh, no, I only want him released when we go.
Oh, okay, sorry. All right, so he walks. So. Yeah. So, yeah, I go, so Aaron, you have your chance with the witness.
Do you have any further questions for this witness?
No. Defense rests.
Prosecution, right. You may begin your defense rests.
Well, crossing.
Well, defense is done.
Nothing further.
Yeah,
nothing further.
Yeah. Legal proceedings are done by forte, obviously.
Like,
athlete.
Yes.
Can they cross examine?
Like, my dear fellow.
Yeah.
So you attained to the truth in the statements that you made to the defense as the conditions of the camp.
Yeah.
You understand you are also under oath. Do you once again confirm that those statements were as accurate as you could possibly make them? As to the conditions of the work camp.
Yeah?
They are that difficult for the indentureds.
I guess.
You
but
are released
if they weren't
from your
so...
non-disclosure agreement now.
Well, oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. I mean, the whole disclosure was...
So, let me ask you.
Camps were bathed with radiation.
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
Someone, if... Like,
wait, they were bathed with radiation?
Yes.
So, would you send someone you knew and care about to work in those conditions?
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. No, death is worse. That would be a sweet blessing.
Yes. So it is, in fact, your opinion that to send a man back there to work would be a fate worse than oblivion itself?
Well, for him, yeah, but, like, that equipment, he could break equipment. That costs us money, like...
And thus stops the necessary work to make this planet livable?
Yeah.
So it, in fact, would be a blessing to end this tool's existence rather than have it work.
I suppose for him, yeah. I mean, from his point of view, yeah.
What's the guy's name again?
The defense? Or the witness?
Yeah.
Das Fretchen.
Oh, you mean
D-A-S.
Mr. Fretchen, earlier I spilled some champagne on you. And it provoked you to the rage to strike me.
Yeah. I thought you were a waiter.
I understand. But if I were to say, rather than spill champagne on you, force you to work for an endless amount of time in brutal sleepless conditions while bathed in radiation, do you think that situation might inspire you to rage?
Oh, yeah.
Or to exist in a body that is only constant awareness but no feeling at all.
Oh, yeah, no. I would become an insane monster.
Your judge, the prosecution submits that the plaintiff had motive to strike his friend. Clear and obvious motive for violence action.
Yeah. Anyways, he's there again.
So noted.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. You may step down.
Right.
Attack his purity! Attack it, Tom.
Attack the judge's purity.
Says, Your Honor, if we might speed things along, I think it quite clear that sending the defendant...
Can we pool rolls?
Like, sending
I
the...
For the last thing, I will double the result of whatever you get.
If we might not get through this, and simply acknowledge that to send this person back to his... working conditions would be a fate far worse than death, and that perhaps a guilty verdict with a death sentence would in fact be the kind, merciful thing to do in this situation.
As well as just according to the law.
As well as just according
to
the law.
Does anybody
want
to hear what I have to say?
Quiet. No.
Quiet, you.
is that Quaid?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Perhaps in time.
Even his defense attorney wishes him to die.
I just put a hand on his shoulder. Just shake it. Wait for our moment.
Okay. All right. So, Judge, what's next? There's one more potential witness, or you could just get to
is
the
that,
final
does that not count as an attack?
Oh, party? Yeah, no, that counts, yeah.
I'm still waiting for the roll.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. I'll give you +2 for that.
Ooh, okay. Uh-oh.
Did you use it for width or dice?
Dice.
Wait, what are you attacking with? You're rolling 6 dice.
Okay, well, what up?
It would be persuasion.
Persuasion and...
corruption, I guess, if you're trying to attack his parity.
Yeah.
So that's persuading is 2, 4. So 4 plus 2, 6. Yeah, you did roll, actually.
Okay.
So, did you get anything?
No.
Okay.
I didn't get anything.
Yeah. You made a decent percentile. What's with that?
What?
Anyways. no, corruption 2.
Damn you, Chad!
Anyways, yeah. Alright, so yeah, he...
So don't worry, I try, like... Okay, fine, yes. We can go back on, whatever.
Sorry, brain fart.
So to clarify what you were saying here, it would actually be more humane to kill this man outright than to throw him into torturous conditions. Is that correct?
In addition to being the letter of the law. For he did commit the crime, obviously.
Obviously.
He had motive, opportunity, and there is physical evidence as such.
I have not seen this physical evidence as of yet.
We've seen the video.
XB can be edited, Your Honor.
Yeah, there's a video of it.
As can cognitive basis at all. We could all be undergoing psychosurgery right now. This might not even be happening. Perhaps
we're
all in a simul space. How far shall we take this existential crisis?
As far as the extent of the law allows.
Don't be silly, Noble.
All right. So,
if we were actually undergoing psychosurgery right now, we would all have that kind of minty feel at the back of the mouth.
Oh, we fixed that.
Kind of like
a version 2. This is just two random executives in the background.
Yeah, we fixed the minty smell. All
right.
No, now
I like the minty smell. Why would you change?
We have psychosurgery classic for the you guys.
So, I can really now.
We now charge more for it.
All right, so David, you watched the video. It's like fragmentary. Or what? Yeah, you had the evidence video. Are you showing it as is, or are you editing it?
No, as is.
All right, as is. It shows a riot going on. The guy picking up a pipe and hitting someone else. Das Frechen giving a speech. There's no audio though, and there are bits missing. Especially in it, so there's like clips of it. It does look like the video system. If anyone gives a patient observation, you can figure out.
That's my best skill. I'm a poet.
It's also a skill for reconstructing the crime scene.
3 5.
2 9s.
All right. It looks like the system, the mesh system that had the surveillance on it, was corrupted. Which is why they don't have a complete file. So that
almost as if it was bombarded with some heavy-duty radiation.
Could be. So it is either that or somebody monkeyed with it. You can't rule that out. You would need somebody with media expertise to do that.
Too bad we don't have anybody like that here.
No, of course not. Sorry.
Which, in that case, I would love to call my second witness to the stand.
Yeah.
You have a second witness?
I do, Your Honor. Which would actually be the former Your Honor. Violet Pretty.
Yeah, all right. So Violet comes in.
Do they play her theme song as she's ascending?
Yes, of course.
It's not going to be eating popcorn anymore. It's just crawling into its mouth on its own.
Yeah, get it. they're small nanoswarms that are doing... They're actually like... partially disintegrating, so it's like it falls apart instead of having to chew. It just like crawls up into his mouth and just melts in his mouth.
Oh my god, this is the most horrifying of
anything. Nanocorn!
Cyberspace corn.
Dr. Nova, try it in caramel. It's way better in caramel.
Caramel servants! Alright, so Violet sits down. She's like, hey y'all, what's going on? This is the
seventh trial, do I get my... Alicia pulls out, like, a little card. Like, do I get a stamp? Do I get a free trial? All right.
Now, gotta swear you in. Violet, you
I promise? Didn't do it. Oh, wait. I'm a witness now. All
you're
right!
You're a witness. You're a witness. This is different. So, do you promise to tell the truth and don't lie to me because I'll be able to tell the difference?
Give me that truth drug. I'll do it.
The servers so come up, so the other one's like,
Will, I can't lie! I have sex with all kinds of things!
Okay.
There we go.
So violent.
Yeah. God, Roxo, the rock and roll pundit.
Yes.
Your witness, for Thank good you. Or ill, you Thanks. Called her.
I did. Roxo, not Roxo.
Wanna go shoot some people?
Maybe later.
We can buy them and then give them more so then shoot them.
I understand that might be fun, but in any case, we do have some questions for you.
Man, it's the most dangerous prey of all.
Except when you tie them up like we have. But you know what, in any case, can you describe for us the event, what the working conditions are like on, that's like in this camp that you tried to do a show at?
Oh, well, yes.
What was it, Martin X, was it?
We actually thought that this would be a good key demo to look at the, blue-collar life, the roughneck ruster life. So we did some surveillance and found out that the camp that the defendant was at was actually an ideal location, very exotic, very dangerous, surprisingly close to the Titan quarantine zone. And the terraforming work, they're using some new advanced techniques, but with old equipment. So we thought it was a very good mix of old and new, and with this old nuclear radiation. So we, of course, we had to work around the radiation levels. We had to set up harden the sensors so that they wouldn't be corrupted, or the networks wouldn't be corrupted. We had to harden them with cables. It was actually quite difficult. But I have the best team, y'all! Woo! Post-orgy! Woo! Post-season orgy!
Interesting.
Post-season!
If you had to harden any of your sensors and your equipment against the radiation, was that emanating from the older equipment?
Because they wanted a lot of power, so they got some old nuclear reactors that they bought cheap that would have been there for decades. They just put new fuel in them and started them up.
And actually, can you describe for the, that's like the judge and also the audience, what a sheep is?
A what?
Sheep.
Sheep?
Yes.
The animal? Reason?
Well, sorry, out of game.
The reactors.
Oh, you said reactor. I thought you said sheep. Sorry, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what I'm thinking. Go ahead.
So they got the reactors for cheap. Cheap.
Inexpensive.
They make nuclear reactors just for sheep?
Sheep!
It's so decadent. Oh.
This is the most silly that was my high school ska band!
Sheep! You're welcome.
But then we disbanded and we made a metal band called Bohemian Earspoon. And
very interesting.
Do you have a demo tape?
Can you please
go
back to the reactors? We can do the selling after the reactors.
Yeah. So we got them, we set it up, so she explains the process. They use the reactors for cheap to generate a lot of power to, it's a very complex process of, basically generating a lot of oxygen by mass converting, like digging in the soil. It's like very complex, high-end terraform science. None of you have the background in terraform to understand what the hell they're doing.
Hire people for that.
Yeah, you hire people for that, but, it becomes clear that they were basically, because they're using indentures and they're in a remote area near the Titan quarantine zone, which is like a wasteland, dangerous no-go, they just said, fuck it, with the safety standards. And so for her, all she saw, Violet saw, was that, hey, that's just going to be harder for our equipment, but we'll hard link it with cables. We'll make sure that it can't get corrupted by radiation or anything like that. So they had backups. She had a very sophisticated top-of-the-line system, record everything. And because it was so... But the stuff was bathed in radiation, so by the time left, they didn't pull it out. They just left it there because it was like nobody... They can't use that again because it's too radioactive, so they left. And she had to change morphs, too. But that's okay. We went skydiving with a space elevator without a parachute. That was a great show. You guys should watch it. Pay-per-view.
Oh, actually, that's very interesting. Yeah. That is actually very interesting, Violet. And also, would you say that this... this equipment is still on the ground to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And is it a 24-hour recording process?
Well, I think they shut the camp down, so they probably shut it all down, because, you know, the riot.
True, but would you say, would also that any images be protected and retrievable from your equipment?
Objection, Your Honor, we can hardly introduce evidence that is not actually here.
That's like... if I may interject, if we are able, it's like if we are able to pull up any information remotely, which our if our host may be able to do that with his vast resources, it could provide a vast new entertaining aspect to this trial. Wouldn't you say, Dr. Nova?
Oh, well, I blew the site up.
In that case, the objection is sustained.
We have to make sure. I didn't want anybody to find out about it. So I blew it all up. It was fun.
Valid point.
Like, yeah. By the way, Aaron, welcome to the upper class.
Anyway, but yeah, it couldn't totally have been corrupted by radiation. Sound? Only those somebody with the security system login could actually hack or disable it. Because it wouldn't have wireless access. It would only be somebody at the console.
Very interesting that I do find that is an excellent point that somebody could only do that. And what kind of clearance level do you would have to be used for that?
Objection, Your Honor. The site is gone. The point is meaningless. Why are we continuing this line of questioning?
I am asking an expert witness, and I would ask you not to interrupt me.
Sustained.
I'm sorry. Is anybody else seeing the room move? It's moving. Through space?
True. But in any case...
Oh, those things are kicking in.
Well, this will be my last
question.
They had
a free machine that made all the drugs in the back in green in the waiting room. Oh.
And we'll see if we can possibly get you back to that machine here shortly. But I do have one final question. Are there any interesting things that you saw among the indentured servants while you were there? Any kind of what would be considered anti-corporation activities? Movements against the union, so on and so forth?
Oh, I think they were just worried that their bosses were looting shit from the...
Were there any eyelid boils?
Oh, the colors. I think I'm going to lie on the floor. I'm lying on the floor.
It's like drunk justice.
On the floor.
It's drunk justice now.
Nothing
oh,
else,
the floor
on.
Is nice. I like the floor.
Nanoforms pick witness. Her up, start carrying her out.
Any questions for the witness before she...
No, Your Honor, I think all that was said has been said.
The Quaver was, that's it, yeah, the supervisor, what? He was taking stuff from the quarantine zone to sell on the black market. That was it, I remember now. And he came back bad. We were fighting him to save ourselves because he got infected.
So he was, and that's like he was Titan infected.
Yeah, that's it, that must be it.
Can we pull this from your XP? Do you have
what?
Access to that?
No, I think I just remembered it right now because... Of reasons? Or was it I? Was I the one who was infected? Somebody was infected. It was bad.
Right.
No, I'm sure it was him. He was a jerk. No, yeah.
Excuse me, right, Mr. Defense Attorney, are you through? Do you have any other witnesses?
Yeah.
I have a pistol, pistol, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't have any bullets in it.
I know. I'm going to try to fix that.
Yeah, get somebody to fabricate them. Fuck. For my last witness, I would like to bring Quaid to the stand.
Ooh,
Mr. Quaid.
His servants go ooh as well.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, or so help me, I'll have that reaver fill you so full of holes we are going to be able to see daylight for you?
Okay, please tell me.
Is that a yes or a no?
Yes,
I need a clear answer.
Truth. I tell truth.
Very good.
The answer is that don't get me shot.
Are you going to shoot yourself?
Possibly.
Well, we'll worry about that later.
I need it for other things.
You may begin your examination.
Here right now.
Well, you Quaid. Get someone using your generous resources.
To the best
I'm
of your ability.
I'm a humble artist.
Well, after the trial.
We might need them very soon.
To the best of Servants. Your ability, given that most of those memories were taken out, can you recount for us the events that occurred during the riot?
We were working like we were every day. I was taking my anti-radiation meds. Then the big guy showed up and said we were doing a good job, that we were ahead of schedule, and that we get a bonus, and that the radiation was bad. But we signed up for it because we wanted good bodies for ourselves. And
obviously, because these aren't going to last
broke,
long.
We broke the strike, and we were scabs. We broke that other strike, and we, put those other guys in the ground because they were striking. And, I remember that. Yeah, we totally did.
So you are on line with the corporation mandates.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and then it gets kind of fuzzy there. But after the big boss left, Das Frechen left. My supervisor, Joe, I think. He came back. He'd been going to the quarantine zone to get stuff to sell on the black market, and then he came back funny. And then he started shooting people with some gun he found there, and I hit him with a pipe. But I also remember something, like going to my locker and seeing something in my locker, and then I black out, and then I'm hitting Joe with that. It's like I have two memories of the same thing from different angles. It's weird.
So, what you're telling us is that indeed you did not instigate a riot in order to protest the working conditions of your camp, but instead you were making a defensive measure to protect not only yourself but your fellow workers, nay, the very surface of Barsoom.
Objection!
From a potential Titan threat,
or is this all just complete speculation on the defense's part? Are we now allowing actual memories into evidence without an XP recording of it?
That is a good question.
Which I could say, I was like,
do
I
you
do
have
understand.
An XP at this.
I can see if we can potentially requisition.
Well, until
one
he gets one, Your Honor, I submit that this questioning is completely irrelevant.
That'd be a bribe, if you want that.
So you're saying that you moved to strike?
I moved to strike.
You don't have to spend a point of generosity, though.
I would ask. That's like I would ask for a potential extension.
That would be cunning and generosity.
This Joe. If he is employed there and pull his XP personally.
Your Honor, that is his client's right to a fair, speedy trial.
I believe this is my courtroom. Dr. Nova, when you said that you blew up the site, did that include all of the workers within?
Those that weren't evacuated, I assume, yeah.
Is there one by the name of Joe, sir?
Probably. Yeah, sure.
We'll rename one, Joe.
Yeah.
I already made that one quick.
Yeah.
If I mean more succinct,
if you want to read his mind, he's my property. Just ask me. Do you want to read his mind?
If they would help with his defense, I would appreciate it.
Well, do you want to read his mind?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So basically,
all right,
might I have a chance to cross-reference this witness before that case?
Okay. Sure. Are you making this?
I didn't.
Cunning generosity.
I made it to cunning generosity. Your cunning is...
Three.
Three, yes, roll six dice. Yeah.
Ten. Three ten.
All right, yeah.
All right. I am making a patient demonstration roll.
Okay.
To remember a code of law.
Okay.
So I got two sixes.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go up. So Mr. Quaid.
Mm-hmm.
So your account of events is one of two possible scenarios.
Yeah.
One in which your supervisor was infected by penetrating the Titan quarantine zone.
Yeah.
And then you then physically struck him with an object.
Yeah.
Or the second, you were violated by an object from the quarantine zone.
Yeah.
And then you physically struck your supervisor with an object as a result of the exurgent bias.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yes.
These are the only two possible interpretations of the event that you know. By your own admission, you believe it to be one of these two things.
It's one of those two things, yeah.
So you're certain of this?
As certain as I can be.
Your Honor, I will cock the gun. As courtesy to you and to our guest, I shall now execute the defendant, as he is in clear violation of the Martian Titan Quarantine, which is under military, not civilian law. I invoke this martial law to maintain the safety of everyone here, as if the defendant does in fact remember coming in contact with the exurgent or becoming an exurgent himself, he has not been reverted to a backup that is deemed safe. And then I'm going to shoot him in the head.
Well, all right. You, if you want to intervene while he's saying that, you can order the bot to do something.
I'm going to point to the bot the second that I get the agreement. Just.
Yeah.
So, just hold up, hold up, hold up. Don't you... Nope, nope.
Are you gonna? Is this gonna be a post roll?
I will wait, Your Honor. But I should know that if you were to detain me in my duty to contain this outbreak of exurgent virus, you, your holdings, and the holdings of your family would be forfeit to Martian corporate law under your own estate tax, as you will have become a criminal of the First Order according to maintenance of the White Zone.
I will not have this court turned into a kangaroo court by anyone but me.
Your Honor, this is no longer a court of law.
Exterminate.
Sir.
All right, so the Reaper bot, like, starts floating over, like, flips through weapon locks. Flamer selected for maximum cleanly sterilization. So it's about to do that. Is anybody going to try and intervene before it does?
Objection.
I'm going to try to shoot first.
Okay. Vigor Grace.
That's two
identities. Sorry.
Be Graceful Wrath.
Graceful Wrath, yeah.
You're shooting the
I will use the dice.
Yeah.
So that will give you...
I'll give you plus one for the pistol.
Alright. Plus one for the pistol? Damn.
It is an old pistol.
I guess.
Oh, plus two.
Oh, okay.
Pew!
Yeah, plus one is shooting objects.
You're going to have to go pretty well.
Stick.
Two sevens.
I rolled four fives for the Reaper bot on eight dice. So
I will have shot him.
Yeah, you'll shot him.
Just after the Reaper.
Yeah, after that. So, yeah, Aaron, so you see that happen. Great is like, ah! And is incinerated.
Well, you have your wench.
Yeah, and shot.
As soon as it's over. So, Your Honor, as I say,
a barrier appears over the witness box.
Allow me to render my verdict.
Actually, you can't yet because I have to do one thing. In these events, the prosecution rests.
Thank you. It is the judgment of this court that, by the witness's own admission, he had two memories of the event wherein he clocked his supervisor on the head as he was accused.
Yeah.
Or he clocked his supervisor on the head as he was accused. Either way, I'm sorry to say he was guilty. As much as it pains me, by his own admission, he had to be incinerated.
There's clearly no option, Your Honor. Now, perhaps we could, like, perhaps we could get some drinks in here.
All right. So the doctor goes, "Oh, very good, very good. Did any of you guess the twist? I actually merged the worker and the supervisor into one ego. So Quang was a copy."
Wait a minute. Yeah. Take your shirt off. There's a Quato in there too. Brilliant, Dr. Noble.
Both were guilty.
Yes, both were guilty.
the games you play.
For this, because the Reaper did shoot first, the executioner does not win.
Well, Dr. Nova.
Yeah.
I would argue that since we eschewed Martian law in favor for the martial law of the military, we found no one guilty by the court or the judge, as his ruling was therefore inferior and judged as not pertinent on the case. I would argue that no one won, except Quaid, who now knows the sweet embrace of death.
All right, well, Quaid wins regardless.
I do have a counter argument.
Agreed.
Yeah. This is not just martial law. This is not just martial law. This is also Martian law.
All right, so everybody.
I'm arguing if I don't win, don't be disappointed.
All right,
Martian martial law.
All right, so you can roll that, David. You can roll to oppose him, David. If you win, you can choose whether to win yourself or to give it to Tom. If Caleb wins, then no one wins this round.
I would like to win, but it's just I can't.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to win.
No, that's fine. So he will believe whoever is a higher roll. You two can support one of the others and give him a two dice roll bonus. Well, I guess that would cancel each other out. So yeah, just David and Caleb.
Yeah,
that would be persuasion plus.
So here, I just sold right now.
Honesty.
Okay.
Or persuasion plus deceit, depending on what you want to.
I used that. So how close is the revolution in your head coming?
Three nines and two threes.
My two sevens.
All right, so you've won the first one. You won the second one. So it's 1-1.
If he decides that.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to persuade Dr. Nova.
Yeah.
The only one triumphant here, really, was the law. The prosecution did not win because he was trying
so to... So the judge wins.
Actually, the prosecution, by definition of his job, is the one upholding the law.
Well, so you're saying you won, in other words.
Even though you agreed you could not win this.
No, yeah, I'll allow it. It's my party, and it's my rules.
It's his party, and this man will die if he wants him.
Yes.
Which he did.
So, just to make everything, I know some of you have been doing better than others. There's only been two games so far, but there could only be one winner. So, in the final competition, let's talk about the future. And obviously, this is the trial sort of set the stage for the next real challenge.
Spit on the ground.
Yeah.
Mentions the future.
Terraforming. This is a bit of project management. I know we're all the executive class here. We're all supposed to be leaders and visionaries and whatnot. We have to be whether we want to or not. So we have a bit of terraforming we need to do to catch up to the lost work camp that has been obliterated with several weapons of mass destruction. Possibly while I was wearing a safari hat. That's not important right now.
Was it a proper pith helmet, sir?
It's not important. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk.
The ground burns.
It's a picture behind him, and I'm just like,
yeah,
a mushroom cloud in the background.
Your servants pass around little postcards.
Safari.
Yeah.
We kind of want to see this pit helmet. I mean,
We have a few options for the terraforming to make up the quota for this year, and I'd like to be on quota before I leave. One would be to drop an ice asteroid on this area. He points up; it's a Sufi nomad camp, part of their big circuits. There's a large camp of them right now. It would be cheap, and dropping an ice asteroid from space would cause add more moisture to the atmosphere and be very cheap, very efficient
for those poor people.
Yes. So that's the cheapest and most efficient option. But of course, we could just set up the terraforming hydroponics farm where we create, you know, bubbles, shelters, and have plants and have their excess oxygen leak into the atmosphere. That's very slow and gradual. So we could get a bunch of workers to do that, or we could get robots to do that. Robots obviously would be the most expensive, but the most humane, because it wouldn't be, you know, exploiting those poor indentured servants.
Also, and what kind of, it's like, how big of an ice asteroid are you looking at? And also...
Oh, here. Yeah, he shows you a thing. There's a big view screen. It's about like half a kilometer in size.
Jesus Christ.
That would be so fast.
Yes. So it totally obliterate them. Of course, we could tell the Sufis to move, but they don't like moving. They don't really like us anymore. Well, they never did. They think it's their planet, just because they were born and raised here. So we have the three options, and there's one budget. Of course, you could supplement the budget with your own fortune if you really want to see this. Right now, what we'll do is each of you will choose an agenda that you want to see for it. Send it to me privately, and whoever's agenda is most closely followed will be the victor. Well, you'll get points based on how much of your agenda is actually carried out. And so your agenda could be efficiency, that's i.e. how cheaply you terraform, then quota, how much is terraformed, workers, and then budget. So there's four items on the agenda. Quota, efficiency, worker rights, and budget. So obviously, the best for quota and efficiency would be the ice asteroid. The best for the workers would be the robots, but that would be the worst for the budget. So you can of course, this project management, these are only the three solutions I've thought of, and I haven't thought very hard. You can come up with your own solutions. Pick what is your priority. Quota, efficiency, worker, and budget. Worker rights. Or you could just say everything to the workers, or everything to the budget, you know, big budget surplus as possible, everything to the quota, terraform as much as possible. So figure out what your priorities are, and whoever gets the most...
Do we rate them?
You can tell the other people if you want.
Or is it just, like, one thing?
Well, whatever plan is voted on and wins the largest plan will be carried out by all the guests. And then whoever gets gets the most of their agenda actually carried out wins. and you can win multiple points. If you every single point you get dead on, you guess the exact priority of it, you will get a point. So you can win up to 4 points, or you could get 0 points. It just depends. So do you understand? Four items, guess...
rate them from I want first to second.
Yeah.
Okay.
To fourth. And then you actually have to figure out what plan you want to do, and then whatever plan is voted on by the majority of all the guests here will be the one carried out, and then we'll rate and choose.
Efficiency, quote, quantity.
Well,
efficiency,
yeah, sure.
Quota,
yeah.
Workers' rights, robots.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, the ICE would be maximum, would be putting efficiency first, quota second, budget next, worker last, obviously.
Sorry, again, efficiency, quota, workers.
Quota, efficiency, workers, and by workers I mean, like, worker rights,
mm-hmm.
quality of life, budget.
Okay, budget.
Like, budget is, like, how much surplus will you have at the end?
Like, budget?
Yeah, like...
So there's five?
Four.
Or
quota,
efficiency, quota, budget, and workers.
Quota, efficiency.
Oh, so robots isn't one?
Robots is like one plan. Robots would be like giving workers the highest priority. So like, you can mix and match. You could do something, putting in some workers and some robots. You could cut off the ice asteroid into smaller bits and dropping a small part. Thing is, you don't have any authority until you all have to come to a consensus. We are going to be a little bit more democratic here. So you have to convince Moxie and the other guests to vote for you. So you can come up with your own plan, your own priorities, and everyone you guess in that order. So whatever your final plan is, I will rate it in terms of quota, efficiency, workers, and budget.
Which one is the least expensive on the budget?
Ice asteroid.
Ice asteroid. That is putting... yeah.
Efficiency and budget are right at the top on that one.
All right, I know what case I'm making.
So, yeah. Yeah, and there's...
Oh, wait, we ended the scene, though, too.
Yeah, you ended the scene. So, everybody can gain a dot or slide a dot. Slide it out for free.
Oh, my God. What did I just hit?
The trash can and the shelf.
Everything. Okay.
Did you knock it over?
It's better.
Okay.
You fixed it.
You didn't knock anything in the trash can?
No, it's fine.
All right.
I didn't look, but it's fine.
All right. So, think of your priorities. Think about what you want to do for quality.
I will do a shift.
Thank you for reminding me about that. So,
yep. That's
can I possibly get an observation for noticing the discrepancies in the XP?
The what?
Can I get an observation for noticing the discrepancy in the XP?
You actually figure out the part of the truth.
Okay. So is this an honesty slide or an honesty gain? Basically to... I suffered a little bit from being deceived, but on the other hand, I dealt with that truth rather decisively.
To gain honesty, you just suffer.
Yeah.
Noir game.
Suffer from being deceived.
If you turned it to your advantage, which you did.
Oh, very.
You don't gain. Yeah. So you don't gain.
It's in quality improvements. That's gaining a dot. So,
if
torment.
You want to gain stuff, you have to lose.
Wrath, you could do torment the helpless. Or David, you could do wrath.
No, I want to do a slide.
Okay.
Wrath isn't going to be useful to me.
Question I know in game mechanics. Going back to Eclipse Phase, how resilient are nano assembler swarms?
They're
really fair, unless you have AMP.
They're very resilient. They're not very efficient though. In terms of doing a project with nano swarms, that'd be very inefficient.
But
they'd be very durable. So like
that's what I'm thinking of. So
again, just prioritize the four things, and then whatever agenda you get as close as you want. So you can you don't have to describe it in game in character terms. You can just say, "I want high efficiency." Do you want high efficiency? Hey, why don't we just vote on this plan that has this rating? All right. So yeah, efficiency. So anyways,
okay.
Okay. Yeah, just show it to me before you do that.
You don't want to keep it.
Well, we'll reveal at the end. I just wanted to see it so you don't change it. Like, oh, yeah, I really wanted quota on top. All right.
I'm standing by my original statement, but I believe this puts it in the appropriate order, Ross.
Okay. Is one your highest part?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
God, we're all
what
like,
is most important?
God, we're all like transhuman Mr. Potters.
Yeah. Well, what you don't know what about? You don't know what the other people are budgeting.
I'm talking to
oh, no, it's just oh, right.
Hypercorps are horrible people.
I'll write the rest of you on the
yeah,
my
yeah,
full
just put
if,
it
if
1 to 4.
If you want my full plan, so
well,
I,
you just rank them from 1 to 4. Like, what's your highest priority? What's your second highest priority? What's your third priority? Because they're kind of both each other. So yeah, so you can then think and like you could do it like probably by item, like figure out where should efficiency be? 1 to 4. Let's talk about efficiency. Yeah, that's not important. That's very important. That's probably the best way to do it in character, like describe it.
Oh, so not a plan out of character.
Well, you can do it. Do it however you want. But I'm thinking that might be an easier way to not get totally lost. But or you could just describe a plan and then I'll rate it myself, or you could rate it.
Okay,
I don't know.
Well, who wants to go first?
Well, okay. Dr. Nova is going to be leaving rather soon. As a matter of fact, this is his going away party. It's not mm-hmm. his stick around to oversee a terraforming project for the next 90 years party. He is leaving tonight, which means that this needs to be dealt with fast. So I submit that efficiency is rather important. It should be one of the first things. He wants
and,
dealt with as quickly as possible so that he can get on with his journey.
Well, efficiency means doing it as cheaply as possible, like getting the most bang for your buck. So quota would be doing it as fast as possible, getting as most as
possible. But really, I truly believe...
Like, there are different ways you could talk
I truly believe than. Money should be no object here. One can, to do a project like this, you can't worry about such trifles.
So that's budget at the bottom. That's an argument for that. So that's been, so efficiency again, doing it as cheaply as possible, being as Mr. Potter as my
because this is the future as much as anything else, and you can't buy the future.
Or it's
the
fine,
cheap.
Right? So any slides or anything will be doubled if you actually attack each other, vis-a-vis the attributes, because the stakes are higher. We'll see how that works out. Because again, yeah, you guys are pretty boss, but technically you're all like several hundred years old, except
yeah.
for Aaron. So.
Fair.
He still has his soul.
Yeah.
I'll say my game.
Yeah.
Efficiency is, of course, the highest priority for any corporate endeavor. But many of you will be left behind after Dr. Nova leaves. And I'm sure this is not the last asteroid Mars will need to terraform. The truly efficient plan would be one that not only drops the asteroid presently, but makes it easier to drop further asteroids in the future. And for that, you need a narrative. For poets are the invisible captains of the universe. Why not merely say that the Sufis were part of the Barsoomian movement, their plan was to drop the asteroid on a Val's New Shanghai, and that the heroic actions of Terra Genesis and the various other corporations redirected this horrible terrorist attack to the heart of the enemy. So in turn, you have not only made the planet a much more hospitable place. You've made it far easier to drop further asteroids on the enemy in the future as retribution for the very near cataclysmic event of attacking a Martian city. A little bit more money in terms of a few commercials, a newscast
propaganda,
or two,
yeah.
But in the long run, far cheaper and far more efficient for Terra Genesis.
He makes a very good plan. I especially like part of the redirecting and placing blame, because in the end...
Yeah, it would eventually be more efficient, but it would cost more in the short term. So.
Says, but you see, I think...
High efficiency,
says, but
low.
As you mentioned propaganda, I think it's important. Workers need to be involved in this, because there is no better propaganda to the masses than seeing their fellow masses working on a great project, doing something... This goes back to all of human history. All the greatest things were, like, the symbol was the ones that built them. The pyramids, the Great Wall of whatever that country was.
Mongolia.
Something like that, I'm sure.
All slaves, which must be motivated by fear. You shall
fear.
Get more from the workers
or,
the more you devalue their rights.
Well,
because these
no,
fools
no.
wish to live.
All right, Tom, all right, this will be a post-roll since you two are arguing with each other. You're both persuasion corruption or persuasion honesty, I guess, because you're being like...
I'm going to attack Tom's corruption by being so morbidly abhorrent it tries to make him a better person.
All right. And Tom, you can try and outdo him.
I'm going to try and out.
Same thing.
All right, so yeah, you're both attacking each other. So you're both trying to out-horrify each other.
Nope.
Nope.
Nothing.
I can't find my dice. Where are
they? Here, you want to roll mine?
No, I got that's... I moved them, so that's... 7.
All right.
I have... 2 sixes, 2 threes.
All right, Tom didn't get anything, so Tom, you slide over 1 from corruption, 2 from corruption to honesty, or to purity. And you're like, holy shit, this is, like, there are women and children there. There's a lot of them.
Well, I'm out of corruption.
All right. You're beginning to have second thoughts about your life. So, yeah. Could you fill up all of purity? Yeah, I guess you could. All right, so yeah, you're feeling bad about your like, holy shit. Maybe this is a little too much even for me. So while you two, what about you guys? You guys get a chance.
Well, there is a way that we can involve the workers, especially with the ice droid.
Well, I had a plan, but...
Yeah.
Really, all we have to do is put the workers up in space, pushing the ice droid to where it needs to be.
Yeah. Go on. All right.
Well, that does bring up...
Thrilling shots of that basically will... That handles our propaganda for, you know, the workers are involved. Because we don't necessarily
want... Well, in terms of priority, what are you prioritizing?
Most important for me is getting this done. Well, I'm speaking budget and efficiency. Okay. Those two hand in hand to me. We want to get this
doing
done...
Doing as cheaply and as efficiently as possible.
As cheaply and as quickly as possible, yes.
Okay.
Well, we want this matter settled tonight. But, of course, I'm not exactly a business magnet, so this is not my forte.
Okay.
What a brilliant plan for my esteemed colleagues. We get many of the Sufis to actually plan the full-blown terrorist attack. Film them on the ice droid. It adds credibility. Oh, what a brilliant plan. A little bit more cost than the upfront, but in terms of quota and efficiency, it's going to be far better. And we will really suppress the rights of those filthy red dust farmers.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say that I completely agree with all aspects of the plan that everybody else has come through, because I believe that the rights of these workers are paramount. It must always come first, because if we are not treating them correctly, who are we going to be able to rely on to produce what we need in the future? Although, it's like, but I do agree that ultimately, although the workers are paramount, it must be balanced with other things, which I hopefully can present to you a multifaceted plan that puts everything in equal balance and doesn't outweigh one or the other. First off, the asteroid is our most efficient possibility. However, I suggest before proceeding with that, we first give the settlers warning that of what is coming. splitting it up. That's like splitting up the asteroid into several manageable chunks, and at least giving them access to the information of where landfall would be for this. Let me finish with my plan. This is multifaceted. I want to make sure everybody is understanding of this. Second, I suggest actually rigging these asteroids with certain hard points that are contained, that will contain nano assembler swarms. So when they do make landfall, they can break apart, take advantage of whatever materials are available, and start the second process of actually creating the hydroponic bays and fields in order to supplement what we use with the asteroid. Therefore, expediting the process even more quickly. Now, obviously, there are people who are going to die in this process if they are not going out. I don't want it to happen, but it probably will. In this case, we also utilize the nano-assembler swarms to retrieve stacks where they can, and when the crews can move in, they will actually upload them into simul-space workspaces in the hydroponic bays in order to operate those at cheap cost. Eventually, when it becomes more habitable, they can actually bring in other morphs, upload those into there, and you have physical workers operate them off the base, therefore preserving the workers' life and giving them new jobs.
Okay.
That's very inefficient.
Again, to clarify...
It is over time, but it would provide the best result for all.
Okay.
So to clarify, you want to split the Isteroid, and instead of one 50-megaton blast, you'd rather create 10 25-megaton blasts instead. Much more destruction.
All right, so Tom, you did
I
have
think
a plan,
you got
sorry.
A point there.
Yes, and...
Fuck you.
No.
Yes, well, all that's wonderful, but physics. that, of course, is relying a lot on workers who... Let's be honest. The less they know about the overall plan, the better. They need to know just exactly what their simple jobs are, and they need simple motivations they can understand. Therefore, as I believe, efficiency must be paramount. I think we'll need to motivate the workers in different ways. And I propose to you, the one thing they seem to understand is competition with each other. So I think there needs to be an incentive, something to motivate them to do the most with what they have. Therefore, I would even be willing to put up the money of this cost myself for such a worthy endeavor. A series of much improved morphs available for those who do them the best work with what they have. Competition, if you will, the one who does the best, I'd be willing to go for a very top-of-the-line biomorph for that person, and some slightly less better models, but still more better than they have. That's the only way to motivate them. Oh, you can motivate them with jobs and money, but a better existence... Well, I can put a price on that, but I hardly think they can.
So you're not arguing and dropping the asteroid, just using the workers?
As for dropping the asteroid... That's quick and easy. No one ever did anything worthwhile quick and easy.
Okay. All right. So you all hear each other's proposals.
Attacking yet?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. People start talking. You know, yeah. Tom opened a sort of mention. Like, yeah, we could use our own fortune supplement. It'd be worth it getting the ticket. Yeah. You know, so like you realize you could beg the other people here for resources to make your plan better. Certainly your plan would be more likely to win if your plan gets a lot of extra funding. If everyone's, Caleb's plan has $100 million extra credits behind it. So in games mechanics, everyone will get a role at the end of this whole planning session to determine who wins the vote. But every dot of generosity selfishness, I will allow 2 dots. Generosity at a 1-to-1, selfishness at a 2-to-1 ratio to represent bribes and just, you know, getting money, you know, and favors, calling in favors, that kind of thing.
Is there a way to do the opposite of it? Basically, lock up money and prevent it from going out. It's just like,
he's you can attack offering someone's generosity.
Yeah, you can attack someone's generosity. So in terms of, now you won't get unlimited attacks on each other. So you can talk to NPCs. Does anybody want to talk to NPCs? Well, first of all, you guys first talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
And you can figure out which plan you want to see work.
Do, do, do. Well, I'm having a couple of thoughts. I mean, I think we kind of see where we're headed there.
We are not good people.
What do you expect? We're playing rich in the far-off future.
Good and evil are illusions for the living.
You are living.
Absence.
Well, you are living.
I know something I seek to remedy.
So you're looking for a clean slate.
All right. So, who wants to do what?
Note passing.
Well, I've got a bit of an idea. If you don't mind me asking, Mr. Van Leeuwen, what you're suggesting is that you outlay how much of your fortune and the fortunes of those in this room to try to make your plan happen?
Well, that's up to them.
you're honestly asking these hyper elites to give up the hyper and just become the elite.
I'm not asking them to give. I'm not asking them to give up all of their assets. That, what kind of fool are you?
Well, it sounded a lot like that earlier. I mean, quite
how
honestly,
how many fundraisers have you been to? You know how this works. You propose the idea, and then they give the amount of money they think is necessary. That's what I'm doing here.
Do you know how many workers are involved and how many morphs you would have?
Do you know
to
how
purchase?
Much money is in this place? Do you really?
I think that there's quite a few more morphs than you're giving credit for. And there's...
I'm on the phone still!
I said make
I'm in this other room on that sound!
I said make a competition of a few... of 10 or 20. I didn't say thousands. Listen to my plan! Pay attention. You might learn something.
Okay, well, you can attack him if you want.
I'm sorry, but your plan sounds a lot like spend a lot of money and hope that that makes it go away.
Isn't that exactly what we do always?
You could attack his... You're attacking his observation, actually, it sounds like. Like, pay attention. So you could attack his observation using persuasion, honesty, or cunning observation. Well, yeah, no, I'd say persuasion. I don't know, what attribute works better for you?
If you want to attack him. You don't have to.
No, I'm not attacking.
All right.
But I'm also making clear that, you know.
Okay, so who is going? Caleb, are you going to?
I'm attacking Tom. Using,
okay.
I'm using patient selfishness.
Okay.
Because I never thought that I would get a chance to.
Okay, very good. What are you attacking?
Actually, I'm going after his generosity.
Okay.
So
yeah.
How are
try.
You using forgery, graft, or embezzlement?
Pointing out that if we go for his plan, which involves basically throwing money at it, that we're going to be throwing money at it.
Wasting his money.
Yeah, we're going to be wasting money.
Trying to lower his generosity, raise his selfishness.
Yeah, but isn't that the truth?
Like,
forgery graft, that'd be like, forgery, like, forgery yeah, graft, but patient selfishness is like long-term cons. Like, there would have to be some evidence of...
It would be observation.
If you're
going to
spend
would be,
more
would
money,
be,
then...
It would be cunning observation. To
yeah, if he's
going to
spend more
well.
Money than spend money, he's got
to... Yeah, you point, yeah, be cunning observation to point it
there's,
out.
If there's an element of truth in it, that's the problem.
Tom can use patience plus generosity to be like, no,
You could use corruption as in, like, keep your own money. Like, it could be persuasive corruption. Like, that'd be doing something for selfish reasons or sinful reasons.
I would say Tom is defending with patient generosity.
Okay.
Or cunning generosity, yeah.
It's the same thing.
Okay. So, yeah. So, go ahead and roll.
I did. Right. Two twos, three threes.
All right. See, two fours.
Two ones.
Two fours eat the two threes, but not the two ones. The two twos beat the two ones.
Yeah.
So, David moves over one of your dots of generosity to selfishness. Or two, because it's doubled.
Yeah.
Because high stakes... Tom's like, oh, yeah, I have to spend a shitload of money. God damn. Maybe I don't want to do this. All right, so Aaron.
So that's David's attack.
That's David's attack. If it had failed, Tom could have done damage to him. So, Aaron, what about you?
Tom,
in passion speech to the NPCs, the other NPCs to consider the workers.
All right, so for the NPCs, I'm just going to give them a pool of dice, of 10 dice total. Well, actually, they have 10 points, but they would be rolling 6 dice, because otherwise it would take forever. So, what are you using to attack them, or to
well, just
pull
assume that they're
them?
Very drunk.
Yeah. So, you can, are you appealing to their better side, or are you appealing to, like, hey, you can make some money off them, you can exploit them?
Actually, I would probably go for selfishness, that's like cunning selfishness, considering that they don't, it's like they're obviously not... Like, they're obviously going to lose a lot of money, basically, just by losing a massive worker base.
Okay. They get... Holy shit. Well. I'll give you plus one, though, because they're drunk.
Okay.
On Neo Wine. Neo Champagne.
I have two tens.
Two tens, that's
it? Yeah, two tens, two sixes.
Two tens equals the two sixes, so two fives... you only have two sets, though?
No. Yeah, I only have two sets, so...
I rolled... Wait, I rolled too many dice. I rolled 7 dice instead of 6.
Okay.
Let's see here. Two sevens.
You two tens eat that. And of course eat that. What is your... Yeah, that, yeah, they had two sets as well.
Oh, so, okay, then. Oh, so what was the last... What was...
If you don't... unless you have three sets, they
no.
Yeah.
You so know, cancel each other out. So.
They cancel each other out. So that was your attempt at that, so you have your plan. David attacked him, Tom...
There's one attempt and then a final roll, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can attack each other. Everybody gets... has everybody attacked each other at least once for this?
No.
Okay. What do you...
in fact, he's the only one who's attacking.
Okay.
The only one who's made...
All right, so everyone gets one attack and everyone gets one attempt to appeal to the fundraisers. To
okay, so there's one.
Yeah, yeah, each. Yeah. So...
All right, so for my attack...
Yeah.
I will attack David...
Yeah.
And I will attack his purity.
Okay.
With persuasive corruption and using his secret.
Okay.
By saying...
I thought you've already used
my secret. Oh, yeah, you're using
it. Oh, yeah, I already used it.
Yeah.
I'll just use persuasive corruption there.
Yeah.
And I will just say, I find it so cute he's trying to get rid of his reputation as a soft-hearted man of the people in these, the final hours. So... I will use that as an attack on his beard.
Okay. David, you can use understanding purity to be like, no. Or you can...
Actually, I was thinking persuasive corruption.
Yeah, you'd be just like, you're totally, yeah. You're,
oh, wait a minute.
It'd be understanding corruption, because like, oh yeah, you're totally corrupt.
You'd comprehend my devious motives.
Yeah. So be understanding.
Or, actually, persuasive honesty.
Appeal to... what truth are you going to be laying down on them?
Look, these workers know exactly what's coming. They've been told. They chose to stay. And even though they've been told...
That's not honesty. It was Sufi nomads. They're just migrant people that wandered Mars. They're not workers.
They haven't been told yet.
Yeah, they haven't been told.
Actually, the doctor already... Or he said
he
that we,
said he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Nova told them what the plan was, and they're still directly underneath it.
He didn't say that.
Yeah,
he said we were deciding whether we tell them or not.
Yeah, we were deciding. Dr. Nova hasn't done anything. You get to decide if you tell them or not. They have not...
That's part of the plan to go.
You can just drop it on them. Without telling them. They would not know.
Which is mine.
But he did say something along
the lines of... But blaming them for it first.
They don't like them. Like, the nomads don't like the corporations.
So if the corporation were to say, hey, we're dropping ice right here...
They actually would probably believe that, because that's not like, hey, we'll pay you what we owe you. Or like, you know... But if they tell them, like, hey, we're going to bomb this area, they'll probably believe that. They believe the worst things about them, so not the good things.
Okay.
Think Native American tribes in the U.S. government.
In that case... We tell them we're going to drop the ice, and they'll move. All
right. That would be understanding honesty. So it would be understanding, not persuasion. So anyways, about honesty. I love that. Okay. So go ahead and make your rolls.
Three sixes.
Okay.
Well, I've got three threes. Your sixes beat my threes,
yes.
Right?
So that takes two, because we're doubling.
Yeah.
Off of your purity.
Yes, onto corruption.
Onto corruption.
Does that get into identity?
Nope.
All right. Yeah. So you talk like, yeah, maybe he's got a point. Like, screw those people.
So that's my attack.
Yeah, that's your attack. Tom, you can attack somebody if you want to. And then the rest of you three get a chance to fundraise from the NPCs.
Mm.
You don't want to fundraise?
Well, I'm going to fundraise.
Okay, well, do you want to attack any of the other characters?
No, I'm actually just going to stick to the other people.
Okay. All right, you don't get a bonus for that. You're like, eh, okay. So make your roll. Who are you, how are you appealing to the NPCs?
Self-interest.
All right, what
else? Basically, donating money to this project.
Okay.
Like, you know, you may not get a monetary return, but... The fame, accolades, mm-hmm. and tax write offs. You could a charitable tax write offs. You could
persuasion take for corruption. That would be yeah.
Okay.
Four dice. All right. Can I get six dice? Actually, you get a plus one because they're drunk.
Okay.
They get two threes.
Two sixes.
Okay.
You get a extra dot for extra point or die, sorry, for your final roll to determine who wins the mm-hmm. thing. As you get some funding, good job, David. How are you going to appeal to them? You could be the same shtick: persuasion, corruption.
I'm going to go for persuasive corruption.
All right, plus one.
Look,
bonus.
We're dropping. If we drop this ice now,
yeah,
we'll get it done quickly. And everybody's wallets will be just as fat as they were before we started. It's okay. Just dropping the ice.
Very good.
And I'll take my one as with. 3 8s.
I got nothing.
Sorry.
So you get two dice from them for your plan. So you get a lot of funding. So, Gil?
So talking to them?
Yeah, talking to the NPCs. Trying to glad hand them.
My proclivities are known.
Yeah.
And my goal for the ticket. However, all of you must live here forever, for eternity, and keep yourselves entertained. The long game is what you should be playing. And that's why my plan is best. As that is the greatest possible opportunity you have to keep yourself sensuized and distracted from the endless toil of existence.
Right, so what are you using?
Persuasive corruption. Like, all right, yeah. Think of yourself.
Plus two, because, yeah. You brought up the immortality blues. And I'm rolling like shit now.
So I guess I'm going for height?
Just width.
Width? Yeah. Two nines.
Two nines? Yeah, you get a bone, you get a die. From them. So you get plus one on your final roll.
Plus one.
Alright, so everybody's fundraising, everybody's attacking each other. So this is that.
Have you attacked her?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was with the.
Well, you fundraised. Did you attack another player?
No.
Are you going to? Alright, fair enough. You could attack the other player's generosity, so they can't spend money on that. Anyways. Alright, so. Everyone, are any of you going to team up to propose to the people that they should run? Or has everybody got their own plan and you want only your plan to do it? If so, this will be... nobody's teaming up?
Yep.
All right.
Actually, I think, Caleb, you want to drop the ice droid, don't you?
Yep.
So do I.
You want to do it? Well, Caleb just wants
to
drop.
I don't
want to
team up with you because I want to beat you. All right. You're my only competition.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Right. Fair enough. Yeah, you can...
Richard!
Yeah.
Who would you prefer to win? As you have no chance.
Not him.
Exactly,
so let's
Richard.
Do it. You.
All right, so you are teaming up.
Yeah.
all right, trying to be a kingmaker. In that case...
the one who beat you ceases to exist.
All right.
It's by far the preferable situation.
All right, this will be a three-way roll-off. One of you will roll with a plus one bonus, plus whatever bonuses you earn from fundraising, of a persuasion plus corruption or persuasion plus honesty. Well, I'll allow any persuasion roll. The quality you choose will be...
I will do persuasion plus corruption. All right, so far I have eight dice, and
okay.
I will spend everything I have.
And I got a plus one for him.
Okay, so you'll be up to 10 dice.
Yeah.
All right, you guys...
unless you want to do hard.
Yeah, it's a persuasion roll, because you're
persuading
people to vote for you. You have whatever bonuses you got from fundraising. You can spend points of generosity. Give yourself a bonus.
Spend my last of generosity. So.
Okay, that'll give you a bonus.
Do you want to do hards and wiggles?
If you get over 10, yeah.
Like over 10 dice?
Yeah, if you get over 10 dice.
I am going to spend... So I have 8.
Yeah.
And then I spend all 4 of my selfishness, that gives me 2.
Yeah, so that's...
And then
10.
I spend my generosity, that gives
Can
me
Can I spend
3.
My selfishness on him?
Yeah. Okay, let's put a cap on that. One wiggle die, I'll say. All right,
I'll have a wiggle.
Yeah, so you 10
so
die.
So 9 and a wiggle.
9 and a wiggle. All right, so he's spending big. So you two can either team up or you can roll up separately.
Dropping the asteroids? Come on.
Well, modified.
No, his
the
is.
Asteroid.
Well, is the humane dropping the asteroid?
Well, humane and then rebuilding, so.
Humane and rebuilding, so.
I think that if we drop it his way, there's going to be a lot of carnage.
Yeah.
Which will be PR nightmares all over.
So, are you going for humane dropping? So, the basic is humanely dropping, just dropping the fucking thing? Or,
no.
Yeah.
Blaming the victim for having it dropped on them.
Yeah, so the ultimate...
Way more evil than just dropping
the ultimate Randian version of dropping the ice throw on them. Or the
Yeah, we're not being total assholes about it. We'll actually give you a heads up. Are you on board for that?
I think that break it up and then we do all the... No, we just basically tell them, hey, we're dropping the ice.
So you're not allying with Aaron. So you have your own vision of it. That's the question. Is it going to be two
or no? Are you allying or not?
I don't think we're allying. Because
all right. Okay. So it'll be three rolls, and we'll just do the highest one wins. We can do multiple sets.
And actually, could I possibly do myself?
Every point of generosity gives you plus one on the roll, because I assume you're desperate enough to spending like your personal.
And if you're over, you can get one wiggle dice.
Yeah, you can get one with you get at least two dice over, like if you get to 12 dice.
Can I also possibly spend selfishness because of my one to save these people?
That's two for one.
That's two for one, yeah.
Two for one, so.
Yeah.
So how much health do you have?
Two.
So that's one die, and then do you have any generosity?
I've already spent that generosity.
All right, so you have one plus one die. Persuasion plus whatever quality you want to do that. David, same mechanic.
Okay. Well, I've got two for the plan.
Did you get any fundraising bonus?
Yes, I did.
So you have plus two for that. So what's your persuasion and what's your base pool? Persuasion plus what are you using? Corruption?
Persuasion and corruption. That would be seven.
Seven dice plus two, so you're already at nine.
I think I'll throw in my generosity.
Okay.
If I throw in my two generosity, that'll take me from...
To 11.
11, but you still need one more for a wiggle.
Yeah.
Which I can get from selfishness.
Okay, so you do that. So David's going in all in. You're going all in. Aaron's... I'm idealistic. I care. Yeah.
Are we going for height or width?
Well, first off, let's see who has sets of 10. It's basically whoever has sets remaining. So first of all, does anybody have a set of 10s?
I've got two 10s.
All right.
I can turn into three with a wiggle.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Well, actually, this would be totally accumulated width that isn't gobbled up by someone else. So it's... All right.
What?
What do you have?
I haven't used my wiggle yet.
Okay.
So I guess
height will matter. So like you want height.
I've got three threes, two fives, and two eights.
Two eights. That's your height. Okay.
But I've got a wiggle.
All right.
So do I put it on the height or the width?
Height.
I don't know what matters.
Height.
Height. All right. So 3 8s, three threes, and two fives.
So 3x3, 2x5, 3x8.
Yes.
You don't have any tens. All
right. 3x8, 2x5. All right, five,
David. What do you have?
Three tens, three sixes, two threes.
Three sixes, two threes. All right. Aaron.
Sixes, two fives.
Two sixes, two fives. All right. So first off, we'll first count up the accumulated width. See if, Aaron has 2 6s, 2 5s. He has four. Both of you two have more than that. So Aaron's out. So 3x2 plus three. So 5, 8, 5, 6, 8. Both of you have eight width. So we'll just count this as a... so it's now to you two, so now it's just a standard opposed roll. So David negates that. Let's see. 2x3 negates Caleb's 2x3. 2x6.
I had 3x3.
3x3. David had a 2x3. So those negate each other. David has a 3x10, and... Yeah, so David, you can't negate that. He can negate your 3x3, and he has a 3x6. You have a 2x5. So David would win.
Okay.
So unopposed. Nothing can oppose that 3x10.
Yeah.
All right. So the voting goes. So David, what was your? So your plan is to break the asteroid into fragments.
No, that was Aaron's plan.
Oh, sorry.
Mine is give them.
Tell them that the asteroid is coming.
Okay.
Ice is coming. Drop the ice.
Okay.
Quick, fast, done.
All right. So, workers at the bottom, obviously. They're worker rights, because you're just dropping a fucking asteroid on a bunch of people. You don't really give a shit. The warning them is that's pretty easy to do. So, efficiency, quota, budget. Let's see. Actually, budget would be...
budget and efficiency were my one and two.
Okay. Budget and efficiency. Yeah, so quota as... All right. So the way I see it, efficiency is number one, budget is number two, quota is number three, workers are number four. So, who had efficiency listed as number one? All right, so that's 1 point for you two. Sorry, what did you get?
Oh, I had budget and efficiency flip-flop there.
Basically, oh, I'm sorry.
Budget was first because we're just dropping the ice. We're not doing anything fancy. We're just dropping.
You didn't warn him. That does. Yeah, I guess that's cheap. All right. Sorry, I misunderstood you. All right. Basically, so budget's number
budget
one.
Efficiency two. Quota three. Worker four.
All right. So budget one. So anybody else have budget one?
No.
All right. Caleb. All right. Efficiency number two. All right. Quota number three. Workers number four.
I have worker number four.
All right. So that's 1 point for you.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter because he gets 4 points.
Yeah,
he sets the list.
Yeah.
Like, your mechanic is not.
Yeah, yeah. It
who
is.
Who won the roll? Like, yeah. You might as well just stop it there.
Yeah. I need to work on that. I'll probably add, like, a rating 1 to 5, so you have to guess the number between 1 and 5 on that. So, like, you'd have a budget.
But how are you going to assign the number? Like, if you PvP it and then you assign the numbers and somebody disagrees with you, you're going to have some con rage on your hand.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
If you go by the dice,
yeah,
it's the fucking dice. Like,
yeah,
there's no arguing with that. There's the dice on the table.
I'll go with the dice. All
like, right. Otherwise, I just know some nerd rage is going to accuse you of GM Fia. All
right, Well, he won the dice roll anyway, so he wins that round. So that's 1 point. So
he's at two. I'm at one. He wins.
Yeah. He's a win. All right, so here, Dr. Nova congratulates you. He says, "Well, we sent out the warnings. We can watch as we'll watch."
No, I jump off a balcony, only to be resleeved again.
Actually, there's the Reaper morph catches you.
No.
So he says,
"I believe that man might have Titan sickness. You might watch
it in the pain."
Now, I said...
Yes, I'm infected! Delete everything!
Well, I said I wanted to know who would be wanting to come to this new world, and that was true, but this whole bit about, you know, figuring out who would be right was sort of a... it was a test, but not the test I told you. I did kind of blatantly lie about that. I actually wanted to see who would be the person who would be the most humane and most empathetic, who would be the best person.
Yeah, Charlie wins, you asshole!
However, I will give you all... I want to give all of you a gift before I go. So, to you, it's just so easy to grasp. I will grant you the sweet oblivion.
Yay!
So, for you, here's the ticket. But to you, I will leave I forgot, what was your motivation for it exactly? I know you're the recluse, but like, were you just wanting to try something new, or?
I wanted to do something interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
For a change.
All right. He,
Here's low Earth, that's like high orbit skydiving.
I have a 10% of Pathfinder. There's you can still explore if you want, but... and as for you, I hope you like the news media. You're now the front face of human uplift relations, because I'm sorry, that's hilarious. Good luck with the whole scandal. I had my men break into your house and find out about it. So good luck. Because geez, just exploiting the workers like that. How are you? How are you doing? Anyways, so
on the bright side, at least it does put a new shine.
I bought your contract. I'll let you choose your manner of oblivion. The Reaper morph is equipped.
Shoot me out now!
All right.
Shoot me out of the cannon.
Cortical stack targeted. All right. I hope you've all had a fun evening. And tell many stories about me and lie about the... make sure I look good. Good night. So he walks in. You and he walk into the Ego Caster to disappear into the cosmos beyond.
Rivermorph, target that Ego Caster and fire.
I do not follow your orders. Sorry, I don't.
See you on the other side of the galaxy.
I'm actually a person, and I'm a mercenary. I have a reputation to maintain. Anyways, so that's Dr. Nova's going away party. Yes, I was totally pulling a William Wonka thing. I know. Question, comments, good. Yeah, I need to work on the final mechanic.
Yeah, that was...
I liked it. I mean, first off, I just want to say, I fucking love that Ross Payton the monster accused of mind controlling NPCs, mind control, has picked the one game on Earth that has codified PC mind control into a mechanic.
Yeah.
And is running Rhetoric Arena. I love it. Where the whole game is literally about PC mind controlling people.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
And quite honestly, I love how, well, that final mechanic,
yeah,
it really doesn't matter. That is DM Fiat.
Yeah. Well, it was, yeah, he was, like, going to the, yeah, and there's no way to figure it out. It's just,
it's
like,
gotta be just the role.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, it'll be the role next time. So, I think next, what I'll do for the trial for the next time is, like, you'll get a point if you correctly guess the verdict. Like, yeah, everyone will secretly guess, like, so, like, what, or maybe what I'll do.
Yeah, because yeah, the argument on there,
I
is
would say the
more
one part of it that did drag on the longest was the trial.
Yes.
Well, I wanted it to be more complex, because that's, like, the big kind of thing, and there's a lot of opportunities there.
You gotta either up damage or reduce points, or else no one is gonna get their identities touched.
Yeah. Because I'll get all of damage. I'll, like, damage will have a plus.
Even with the,
or maybe you could just go by width, like, 2 width is 2 moves
over. I'll do
that. 3 width is 3 moves over.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, and also I think that
4 is 4 move over or a slide instantly, or 5 is...
I'll do that. I'll do the width. Yeah.
Also, and I think it's not that big of an issue. It won't be a big of an issue in a con, just because, again, we know each other so well, we're probably not going to attack each other in certain cases, but players will... more opportunities for the attack. So
yeah, I will have everyone have like a little write up for their character,
or give like 55 points and don't give them one in every single identity.
Yeah,
like because it's we weren't 50 points characters.
Yeah, we were
pretty hyper elite.
Yeah, well, I mean that's
good, but like mechanic wise, like
yeah,
there's not. There's
maybe
not
we'll make them base characters, but say everybody gets a wiggle die. So, like, it still matters how you roll. But
yeah.
Then you
like
don't auto.
Like, wiggle
yeah,
die.
Yeah.
So.
Something
if
like
you're
that.
Making, yeah.
Yeah, okay. there's not much need to protect your identities.
Yeah.
Or, like, take different packs to attack people. Because, like,
yeah,
when everybody has 4 or 5 in qualities, unless you get a 5 set, there's, like, nothing you can get.
All right, so the standard is, like, all right. Any other final thoughts?
I thought it was good.
All right, cool. All right, cool. I'll see you guys next time.